Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta tear for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit. What is entertainment? Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hathui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up!
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. It's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day, I come home, I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
There are some more men who ought to be strapped to a gurney and castrated with fishing knives.
The vision is real. The power is real. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Welcome.
Yes.
It's the Conti and Kenny Show, of course. What's going on, everybody? I am Joe Conti, the main man.
Absolutely.
Did I say the main man?
Sure.
Oh, what a dick.
I'm 100% behind that.
I have more proof that I am an arrogant fuck later on in the show. We got a ton of shit to do, and my paper that I have all my notes on it, I don't have anything. I got a piece of paper. I don't have any notes on it, though. Because I left all my shit at home. But it doesn't matter. We have so much shit to do tonight that I don't need anything.
Weston Echo said, I miss Cardboard Kenny. He was very animated.
Cardboard.
I guess you turn the camera on and I'm staring at diners, drivers, and dives, just salivating and staring at a cooking pork butt or something.
Yeah, because when you were gone, we put the little paper up with the Kenny face. So I never heard the term Cardboard Kenny. That's fantastic. So if you don't know, the show has we broadcast on, of course, More Like Radio and ContiandKenny.com. And we are in the non-productive studios in Clifton, New Jersey. So if you want to come by. Yes, we're a little cold. We're a little chilly.
I was fine before, but took a little nap.
You took a nap in the studio.
Yeah.
Because you got here real early.
I got up here early. I wasn't dry. It's raining and cold and ugly, so I just said, let me slumber for a little while.
Slide in.
And then I was fine, and I slumbered.
You slumbered?
I slumbered. And, you know, on and off for like about half an hour, 40 minutes. Maybe
okay,
now.
Cool.
And I woke up, and I'm freezing my twat off.
All right. That's okay.
I'll get into it.
Well, I don't have anything tonight. I don't have any of the list of like the shows that we promote, so I'll try to do everything from memory. But the phone number, did we get a phone number? We don't know.
I don't think so.
So for now, it's still NPN Studios in Skype. And but the best way to be in contact with us, if you're listening live, just go to either chat room. Go to morelikeradio.com/live or go to contiandkenny.com/listen-now. So go in there.
Or you can write us a letter.
You want to write us a letter? Yeah.
In the verbiage.
Attach it to a pigeon's left kneecap.
In the verbiage and tone of a Civil War soldier writing a love letter.
Oh, to me, lovely...
Greg Giraldi used to do a great bit.
Oh, really?
Where he's like, if we did that, he's like, I'm not going to do it any justice.
Good, because I would not want to hear a Greg Giraldi bit unjustified.
Yeah, but he did. It was a great bit.
But we got a lot of stuff to do today. We have two entries to the Worst Comedian Contest.
Yes.
Two entries. We are going to play them. I'm guessing I want to do that in the first break, I think.
Really?
Because we got so much shit to do.
You got no notes.
Yeah, I'm going to write them as we go. Because we got so much stuff to do. I keep saying that because I know we have a lot of stuff to do. I'm just not sure what the stuff is. But yeah, we got a... if I say it one more time. Damn, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a cough and then a swallow back.
Yeah, yeah, something came up. Some sort of eel. Some green eel flew up and then flew back. What am I going to do? Huck two eat across the room? Oh, and a lot of stuff besides like regular shit. Conti and Kenny shorts. New one in the can, ready to go. Number 9. It should be out as soon as the it's just a matter of a day or so. It's called Merry Christmas. It's a good one.
Okay.
I think it's a good one. It's got one old clip from the holiday season back in 2000, either 6 or 2007. I think it's 2007. And some other stuff. And also, Conti Kenny stickers, if you want them, just email us at contiandkenny@AOL.com. Yes, I said AOL.com because that's how we do it here. We do it retro. I say retro. We go retro when you want to get stuff. So the shorts, get your Conti Kenny stickers, and the contest. We have two entries for the Worst Comedian on the Planet contest. So we'll play those a little bit later on in the program. How was your weekend, buddy?
It was good. I did not much.
You did not much?
I did not much.
All right. That's not a correct grammatical statement, but... I understand what you said.
Yeah, no,
you relaxed a little bit?
Yeah, yeah, that's all I did. The weather was kind of shitty.
Yeah, ooh, news everywhere. Holy sh... Like, we've never seen 4 inches of snow before. I get it in Texas. I get it, but it's December. There's a snowstorm blowing through the states. I love that, the Conti and Kenny shorts.
Yeah, Western Echo.
And by the way, that picture of me on the left in the chat room, that's going to be me very soon.
Oh, yeah?
That's all I'll say right now.
Okay.
Within 6 to 8 months, I'm going to look a lot like that fucking creep on the left, except with the less of the 50s creepy pedophile look.
I'm digging that. Yeah, I'm digging that all around.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. But, yeah, nothing happening this weekend. Just just watch some sports and whatnot.
Holy dude. The NFL this weekend, unbelievable. Like 3 or 4 games were just ridiculous, down to the wire, back and forth, like a historic weekend.
Joe's announcing he has AIDS.
It's close. It's very close.
That's funny.
It's very close.
6 to 8 months. And you'll look like that. You're absolutely right.
And then I'm going to look fantastic in a coffin. Period. I left that hanging there. I didn't say that right. I meant to do something else. But also today is it the 33rd? I think it's the 33rd anniversary of Lennon being shot by John Wilkes Booth or whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah, it was the Lee Harvey.
Is it Lee Harvey Robertson? I think it was.
Lee Harvey Rothstein assassinated John Lennon.
Speaking of anniversaries, I went and I took my lovely Goyle down to Cape May this weekend for our 4-year anniversary.
You're absolutely, and we had a chance encounter at a rest area.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Right?
We pull into that sound bite right there, we had a chance encounter at a rest stop, is going to be taken from the Dave Ingram school of audio clippings and made into a promo somehow. But yeah, we were on our way down to Cape May, and we pull into the
gas station rest area.
Yeah, gas station rest area, very busy one. So we pull in. And we're driving my girlfriend's car, and she's really anal about this car, you know, her Mercedes. And she's like, oh, no, I don't want to park it here. I don't want to get hit, blah, 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 blah. And so we pull up, and then we decide, you know what, let's go pull it up into this spot here. It's better off. And as we get out of the car.
The place is a madhouse, by the way.
Right, place is a madhouse. As I'm walking towards the place, I hear somebody going, hey, blah, 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 screaming at me. I'm like, who the fuck is that? Some guy pointing at me like I just did something wrong. Then I move another 10 feet, and there's two guys getting into a car, look like they're on one of these car shows, you know, like bad beards and fucking NASCAR hats. And the guy just kind of looks at, he's looking at his friend, but I got caught in his view, and he goes, there's a sucker born every day, or there's an ass for every seat, or some weird metaphor like that. And he's looking at me. I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, so two people are screaming at me, and one of them was you. You were the one going, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what you were saying.
I said, put the top down, not in the shoe. Oh,
I knew you said something about a top. I'm like, we don't even have a convertible. So we're like, what are you doing? And we were on our way down to Cape May.
It was actually in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you were like stop. 10 minutes from your house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So we saw you, and it was a nice chance encounter at a rest area, if I may. So we went down to Cape May, and it was cool because
little B&B.
No, it wasn't. We went to this place called the Grand Hotel, and I got that one because it got an indoor pool and hot tub.
Nice.
So, but it was a nice restaurant called Hemingway's, and we went down Friday evening, and we left Sunday around 10. Dude, from Cape May, we left exit 4. We stopped at one of the...
It was snowing bad down there.
No, not when we left.
Oh.
We basically, the storm was following us. Exit 4, Wildwood, right? Got off the exit, got some... She wanted to get like something in the right aid or whatever. Yeah, something like that. Saltwater taffy, a condom, whatever she needed. And we left at 10 after...
Saltwater taffy, a nail brush, and a douche.
Yes, exactly.
Can't travel without.
No, not without the three. And it was 10 after. It was 10:08 a.m. And we
perfect time for a douche.
Flew up the parkway. We were at exit 153 at 12:15. Dude, 2 hours. We were left Wildwood. And was at exit 153, which means we went 150 miles.
That's a good 3 and a half, 3 and something.
It's usually about 240, like a trip.
No, it's longer
to
than
Wildwood.
That. Yeah, yeah.
We
no.
made it all the way up to exit 153.
I am 130 where I am. You're talking 2 and a half at the most.
Dude, doing anywhere from 75.
40 minutes.
75 to 92 all the way up the parkway. I was not getting caught up in this shit weather. Plus, I wanted to be home in time to watch the jet game. And, dude, and we figured it out. We were averaging 75 the whole time, and it was great because we're in this fucking Benz, and it's just
a cruise.
It's beautiful. It just really, really does nice. So we flew home and did the look at this. Brent is in the chat. You piece of shit, Brent. What are you doing? Brent, he should not be in the chat tonight. Although Brent is now part of the show. He helps me out with a lot of stuff. You should be not here. I'm sounding like you now. Brent. Yeah, he's like, dude, I don't know if I'm going to make it in tonight into the chat to help out and whatever. I'm like, why? He goes, I forgot it's my wife's birthday. I'm like, dude, go do the right thing, man. Fucking go. And he, right, 7:08, he's in the chat. What's up, guys? What are you doing, you piece of garbage?
She's probably brushing her teeth.
Maybe he's just coming in for a couple minutes. So we ended up getting back.
It's not like the back in the old days when his kids were real small. He would just stare and Skype and
Dennis, remember that, hanging, holding his one daughter by her one leg.
Upside down.
Yeah, upside down, like Rocky was going to come and give it a couple of shots.
A baby in a diaper. And
that's
just
right, yeah.
Like it's a fucking lantern.
Wow, that was a long time ago, man. But during our stay there.
He said, I got time yet.
During our time there, we came up with a little game. And basically the game is.
Who could fart in a hot tub?
Basically, it's a fart thing. Basically, what happened was we were walking.
Some magical night.
No. This was Saturday during the day, and we're going through the shops. Saturday was pretty nice, so we were out. We were walking around through the shops and checking out some stuff, and all of a sudden, I don't know if you've ever done this, where you cut a gasser in a spot where you know people are walking towards you, and they're going to go right through the crossfire.
Sure.
So I was right next to Beverly. I cut one, and then I go, there's going to be some bad news for them people coming our way. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, they're going right through the crossfire. So that became the thing of the whole weekend. It was like, yeah, we got an update here on the news. And it was, this just in. And it was all news references, and that's all it is. And you just look and go, I got some bad news for you. And you just bust gassers, and that's all it was all weekend. And it was
and
just...
And you ruin everybody else's holiday.
Yeah, it's basically just going around, and you're just cutting one out, and, you know, and then you're just it's like... And even if they're silent, it doesn't matter, because you're just like, oh, hey, listen, we got a little bad news. And we just...
Huh. I got Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on behind you. You're ruining it.
So that's all it was, and now that's all our thing is now. Back and forth now with her. It's like, you know, I got some bad news for you, and I'll be like, oh boy, what do you got on the what's on the AP tonight? And but it started out by just going, I got some bad news going to these people right here, and I cut a bad gasser because you know I'm still juicing and stuff, and. Just, you know that they went right through that crossfire. Now, it's outside, so it doesn't stay as much.
It might dissipate
a little quicker. But, yeah, I thought we did a really good job of... and that's the kind of relationship we have.
I'm totally not against calling some... I'll never know who did it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if I get caught in one of those things, like on a plane...
Oh, the plane's got to be the worst, or an elevator's got to be the worst.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, who the fuck did it? Who are you? What kind of couth do you have that you're, you know, my eyes are open. You know what I mean? Essence of your intestines is not what I wanted to share with you this morning. We have a meeting. But I can understand, you know, being the... the receiver of such a fine game,
mm-hmm.
It will piss you off. But being the deliverer of the bomb,
yep, that's okay too.
That's all right.
That's
also.
All right.
I understand both sides. I just don't want to be on.
Yeah, you don't want to be part of it. Yeah, end. Of course.
On the business end.
So now that's all it is. Now it's just, we got some bad news going for these people right here.
You know what? You know what? To be honest, I think I've gotten to the age. Where if it's bad enough, I might punch you in the face. Even
you,
if I know
are you getting that grouchy?
Even if I'm related to you, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's just something I just don't want to walk into. There's no reason for it. There's plenty of places, plenty of times that you could have taken care of business.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But now I got to sit there and get communion at church, and Father Mulcahy cuts one under the robe, and now I'm fucking waist high to him, sniffing his religious gassers.
Yeah, but that's... So basically, if you're ever walking with your friends, and you know
I can
it's
understand
coming,
the game, sure.
Just be like, dude, we got some bad news for that group right there. And they know, clear the field, you got a gasser coming through.
Yeah.
So, just a little, you know, because we always talked about doing a Conti and Kenny drinking game. And what was, it was me every time I said hilarious, right?
And it was brilliant.
And what yours was brilliant, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Something to that effect.
Yeah. I'm just getting all the stories all set up while we're doing this. See how good we are, dude?
You're doing it.
I'm actually getting all set up while you're actually doing this. Also, later on, you know, the draining my brain thing that I was going to do, the little solo little podcast, I decided not to do it. I'm like, you know what? How about let's do one good fucking show and really make this thing hit, and maybe we can actually do something with it. And plus, you know, I'm looking at it like I'll be able to get my rants out, you know?
Sure.
It's only two of us. So I had already made an intro and an outro. And it really will prove to you what kind of an egomaniac I am later on.
Well, let's go. Let's do it.
You want to do it now?
No. We'll wait a little bit.
Okay.
Now, this place you went to, the Westenheimer or whatever you went to.
The Grand Hotel.
Is it like a couple's joint or is it just like a...
No, there was kids, you know, there was kids there.
But it's like a resort or just like a winter...
It's one of the few in Cape May that are open all year.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, Cape May, of course.
I'm picturing, like, in one side of my head, I'm picturing, like, a nice little cottage bed and breakfast. And the other side, I'm picturing The Shining. You know what
Dude,
I mean?
Dude! Down like the one hallway.
Like an old hotel.
Every time I go down the hallway, she's like, I'm waiting for two twins to come walking up the hallway.
It's an
she
older
She made
hotel?
That reference. It's older, but it's nice.
But it's nice, yeah.
But
yeah,
the
yeah.
one hallway,
the you could architecture. It's not like a Holiday Inn, you know.
No,
what I mean?
No, yeah. It's that older architecture, exactly. Yeah. So when you first walk into the front desk, when you start going down the hallway, she said it. Dude, it's so weird.
Scatman Carruthers is skimming the pool, he's getting all the duck butter out of there from all the couples, all the condoms floating.
Yeah, and but we had you know what. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to do something nice for her, but I didn't want it, you know. I actually wanted to take her to go see, what's the play?
Puppetry of the Penis?
No, not Puppetry of the Penis. The
Mum and Chants.
The play where Trey, the guys from South Park.
Oh, Mormon.
The Book of Mormon.
Book of Mormon.
But, dude, it was so friggin' expensive.
Holiday, yeah.
And you're not getting,
at this time. You're not getting a fucking...
So,
don't even go. Don't yeah, go anywhere
I'm thinking,
near that. Near
I'll look at that as another excursion.
They set those aside for the Jews.
Oh, do they?
all Broadway tickets.
All the Jews.
Yeah, all Broadway tickets. They set them aside all year for the Israelites, because that's who just go. They just swamp up all the tickets during the holiday season.
Yep.
They don't want to have any Gentile have any fucking culture during the times of. Whatever God. No, but you know what? I guarantee you, that probably meant more to her. That's a nice one.
Really
anniversary. She would take that shit over the Book of Mormon any day. Even though she'll hold you to going to see the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, once I had mentioned that.
Yeah, she would love to go see it. Now you have to kind of take her.
Yeah.
But just not in a Jewish time. You have to go to
the Jewish times.
You have to go during the Gentile season. It's usually somewhere in early April at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then the rest of the time, it's all set aside for Jewish people.
Yeah. So.
But that's nice. I think that's a really cool idea. And you put it all together yourself.
I did it. It didn't. Believe me, it was like a dog, you know, shitting on the newspaper. You know, she was like, you're such a good boy, you know, like, you know, for me, because I'm just terrible at stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm a good dude. I'll treat you well, do the dishes and put it in you once in a while, but
not on a school night.
It's Wednesday. I'm tired. It's hump day. Not that kind, but, you know, it's just that, it felt good to know that I made her feel nice.
That's a good one, man.
And she's really, you know, listen, I mean, you can sit there and be like, Conti's a douche, but my girlfriend's pretty good to me. You know, she's great to me. She spoils me. I mean, she always says you're a spoiled little boy. She's always grabbing at my unit. You know what I mean? We're just sitting there watching TV last night. She's just grabbing it. She just likes to touch my penis.
That's awesome.
It's great, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It leaves you from not having to do it.
Yeah, you know.
I
even think I'm good at it anymore. I really don't.
But it's so,
so much better
just a foreign hand playing with mess.
She enjoys it because, you know, it's the uncut version. And I don't think she ever had one before. So she likes playing with it. It's like a little toy, like slippy slide, slip. You know, it's like a slinky inside another slinky.
And
like,
it's just,
roll it back, slide it up, roll it back, let it fall down the steps. That's what's going to happen when I'm 90. She's going to roll it back, push it up, roll it down, let me fall down the steps.
The only thing that's going to save you is the slinky action of your uncut penis as your full 90-year-old body tumbles.
Tumbles, exactly. It's just gonna be it'll be like Spider-Man's web. It'll just whoop, and it'll just hold me there. And I'll just be sitting here like I'm bungee jumping from around my waist with my fucking foreskin just holding me on the steps, you know?
Well, now, are you watching, like, sports at the time while she's doing it, or you're just laying
in
bed?
We were watching TV.
And
yeah,
she
dingles? Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing. So, wow.
Western Echo. Conti's cock is like a Russian nesting doll. Just opens up, keeps opening up.
Oh, my God. That's great. Oh, Jesus. Do you want to make layers
of an onion?
Sorry. I'm just getting settled in here. I got here late today. What happened was when we went to go down to Cape May, for some reason, I'm such an idiot, I took my keys and brought them in the car. And I'm like, I don't want to keep them in my bag or nothing. I said, put them in your car. So she put them in her car. And I didn't even realize it because I went nowhere today. I didn't leave the house. I had a lot of stuff to do, and I worked on the Conti Kenny shorts, and I was cleaning up and doing some shit. Made like 8 juices today, and so it was like 5 o'clock, and I'm ready to leave, and I got no keys.
Yeah.
And I realized, so I text her, and she usually leaves at 5, and she usually gets home around 5:30, but she left work late. She didn't leave work until like 5:20, so she didn't get home until like 5 to 6. So then I left at, 5 to 6, so I got here a little late, you know?
My naps while I was waiting for you?
Yeah.
They literally, I couldn't get comfortable, so I put the chair all the way down to the floor. I tried to put my head on my hands, like it would, sleeping.
Like if you were sleeping in class.
Yeah, tried it that way. No, because once my body, I'm good at sleeping. But when I sleep, I absolutely sleep. Like, there's some people that can sit up in a chair and sleep. Not me. My body just goes, he's not asleep yet. He's not asleep. He's sleeping.
and then
it just goes limp.
It just goes limp
because I'm sitting here and I'm like, all right, let me lean back in the chair. You know what I mean? I'll lean back in the chair and kind of sleep that way. And all of a sudden, I can feel it. And then my body goes, wake up! Because I'm falling out of whatever position I was in.
Because you're in a position that you're not used to sleeping.
And like
so your body's used to just going, you start drooling.
I'll start sliding, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, I'm back awake.
Hey there!
Yeah, but I can't sit there and just like close my eyes and then wake up. When I'm out, I am out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's weird. 50-50. Half the time, I'm a real light sleeper. My alarm is so quiet. Because if it's too loud, it fucking... Like, I get startled very easily. That's my big thing. I don't scare easy, but I get startled. I'll just be hanging out, and they'll be like, tap me on the shoulder, and I didn't realize anybody's in the room. And, but then there's sometimes where my girlfriend will be like, trying to wake me up. Like if I'm really in a dead sleep, she'll be like trying to wake me up and then I finally get up. So it's like 50-50 where I'm like light sleeper, heavy sleeper. And I guess it all depends. But no matter what, when I'm sleeping and my alarm goes off, it's very quiet.
Yeah.
And 99.9% of the time it gets me up.
Yeah. I used to be, when I was with women, they used to say that I used to be like a cute sleeper. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a wispy little snore here and there. I'm talking, this is 20 years ago.
Right.
You know, when I first
started. When you
started
were a little kid.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when I was a budding young man. And now it's all about business, man. I am probably the ugliest, most unattractive sleeper.
We know what you look like when you're sleeping.
My naked body is like a raw turkey.
You know, it's kind of strange.
But, you know, now it's all business. My body just goes. You're done. You're out. You're...
Yeah.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
You are out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me too. I mean...
Just, you know, mouth... Well, I have to have surgery eventually.
Yeah.
You know, my tonsils and adenoids. I was supposed to have it done before I went into the military.
Mm-hmm.
But I just never got it done. All the stuff inside is all too big. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm a snorer.
Right.
Add on smoking and being completely inebriated. And you've got a, you know, recipe.
Oh,
for
man.
Some noise. But you know, until then, until I do have it, you know, I'm just, that's probably so ugly to watch me sleep. You're just like, this guy doesn't want to have anything to do with anybody or anything. He's out.
Like, it's not like, you know, a girl could come up and be like, hey, honey.
No, it's like. When he wakes, when I wake up, you know.
It's like throwing water on a fucking tiger.
Yeah. Exactly. You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
What? What? I was just going to say good morning.
Yeah.
You want pancakes? Go yeah. Right back to sleep.
There's no, you know, sun lightly shining through the windows.
Right, right, right.
Good morning.
Right, right, right.
Oh, hey, babe. She's like, good morning. I made breakfast. And you're like, oh, yeah, thanks, babe. That was so much fun last night. Oh, I had such a great time. Meeting your parents. That was really cool. And what a sunny, it's beautiful out. Look at the sun. You can hear the birds chirping. There's not as many city buses today, I noticed. It's kind of even more quiet. This is kind of special. And look at you. You're, for some reason, my teeth feel brushed. And so do yours. So we can, like kiss in, like, a coffee commercial or something that has to do with family. And there's no residual effects from the night before. The slumber from the night before. This is really beautiful. And look, your hair is parted on the side all the way. So it's that kind of shake it out kind of a part. And mine is carelessly tasseled, but somehow hip. And this is wonderful. The kids aren't here yet. And this is great. But what actually happens is...
me sharks. Stop touching me, Scarecrow. I don't want to go to gym class.
Holy shit, dude.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Get your hand off my penis!
Get your hand off my penis.
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
I got to get all those clips. We only have two of them.
That's my favorite. Man,
I keep forgetting, man. One of the greatest, greatest clips ever.
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
It never gets old. It hasn't gotten old, man.
No,
It's been like at least 2 months.
Oh, easily, right? yeah. At least once.
This is democracy manifest.
Oh, I say it all the time.
It's so funny, dude. It's great.
But yeah, so I am not an attractive sleeper as of right now.
Man.
Especially with just my bulbous naked body just lying there.
My naked body is like a raw turkey.
Yeah. And they had 30 extra pounds.
Mr. Boone.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons for all that, right, Kenny?
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes, you know, life throws you a curve and you just got to, you got to deal. But I will say, Kenny, as a person, is very fun to hang out with when you get a chance to hang out with him. You know, so if any of you girls out there are interested in maybe hanging out with this snarling, snorting fuck, this fucking congested, wet faced
windbag.
Fucking windbag.
No, it's different when I share the bed with a woman. It always you're always mindful. Your rest isn't nearly as good.
Yeah.
Until later on in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what
then
I mean?
Then you get comfortable and you know you're where to sleep and
yeah.
What's the best thing.
You don't have to cuddle the entire time because you like certain positions, you know what I mean?
Cuddle that.
She's in one room, I'm in the other. Those are our positions.
Yeah, exactly. She's in the bed, I'm outside on the hammock. You know?
A friend of mine today was telling me he's actually, he's like, you know, he's going to get his kids pictures and whatnot, you know, with Santa. And he's like, I'm like, how is everybody? He's like, oh man, it's like the first week the kids are out. I think his kids are 4 and 5 or something like that. Like the kids are out of the bed. And he goes, I had, you know, he said he would make this little wall. Because the kids, they come running in, they sleep in the middle. And he's like, I got a dog too. So he would have this little piece of real estate on the edge. And like a Buzz Lightyear blanket. You know
really?
What I mean? He would have this little piece of real estate. He would make a wall behind his back with the pillow. So the kids would snuggle in there with mama. And the dog would be on the other side. So all this man was, he was broken down to the, just this little 6-inch long piece of real estate on the mattress. So now he's like, the kids are out of the room. It's great. But now she wants to share blankets.
Yeah.
Like, I got my own sheets.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to make a little makeshift hammock on the side of the
bed.
Yeah,
yeah. And she does the whole thing where she, you know, she, you know, the kids are out. So now she makes the bed every morning and it's all tight. Like, you know, the bed is all tight. The bed is tidying.
Right.
Tight, like a hotel room. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was talking to him. I go, I haven't made my bed in 15 years. There's no sense because I just go in there and fucking destroy it. did you ever see, remember the movie Pete's Dragon? Did you ever see Pete's Dragon?
No. Pete's Dragon, I heard of that.
It's a Disney movie, but it's a giant dragon and he can be invisible, but then the bad family that wants to kill Pete's Dragon covers him in a tarp. And if you saw what the dragon under the tarp would look like, that's what I look like under the blankets before I go to bed.
No
just
shit.
Straightening the corners out with my feet, kicking this part, kicking that part.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never make a bed. There's no reason that I should ever make my bed.
That was our argument with our parents when we were kids. They're like, go make your bed. I'm like, what's the difference? I'm sleeping in it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, there was, of course,
my mother was
principle.
Actually,
it was about, you know,
yeah,
learning to listen and, you know, whatever, do the right thing.
Marianne, love Pete's Dragon. Yeah, if you remember that, where they throw the tarp over him when he's invisible, trying to bring him down with ropes, that's what I look like.
Oh, okay.
But,
and I guess they're doing a show this week, right?
I don't know. We'll ask her.
Yeah. Let us know if you're doing a show, which means, our show will be on More Like Radio until 9. Then we do the crossover, the walkover, to strictlycontyandkenny.com. So if you're listening, you know, in More Like Radio and you want to continue to listen to us, just go over to contyandkenny.com and go in the chat room there or just click on the player and you can listen to us there.
Yeah.
And
yes,
they're doing it. Cool.
Yeah, so, you know.
That's Lust and Love After Us, which will be coming on at 9 on More Like Radio.
Yes. When I got out of the Marines, all I did was make my bed. Everything was sharp. You could bounce quarters on that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you were like, I had it. I don't want to do that shit anymore.
That lasted about fucking 2 weeks.
When you got home?
When I got home, fully home.
Right.
You know what I mean? When I got fully home. And then after that, it's just, what's the fucking sense? No sense. You know what I mean?
Right. Because
if I have time in the middle of the day, I'm going to dig into those motherfuckers, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm going to dig into the blankets. There's no sense. What am I, you know, going to screw up a perfectly made bed? What's the sense of making your bed? You know what I mean?
It is a weird thing.
I understand for aesthetics, it looks nice. You know?
I think that's all it is. What else could it possibly be?
It's a waste of time. You waste the time in the morning.
What else could it possibly be?
Who has the time to make a bed anymore? You know what I mean?
We make the bed right before, like, she'll make the bed right before we go to sleep so she can climb in and get all the blankets. She likes blankets. She's got the sheet, then a little, like, knitting, like an old blanket like her grandmother gave her, and then the comforter. So there's three things that she goes under. And then she does her adorable little sleep thing with her hands, like the way you pray.
Yeah.
Under her right hand, under her cheek, and she goes to sleep. But we make
now,
it.
What,
like,
blankets do you use?
I just climb under. Yeah, I do. I use the same ones.
Use the same ones?
Yeah. But then sometimes, it's weird. My nephew's just like me. Halfway through the night, my one sock is always off. I always peel off one sock. And then I'm usually outside.
How do you sleep with socks on?
Oh, it's great. It's kind of weird sleeping without them because my footsies get chilly. And I like when they're nice and toasty. I like my tootsies warm. You know, and my tootsies, when they're nice and warm.
I can't do it. I'll freak out if I have socks. I'll freak out if I have any clothing on. Actually, no, I'll take that back. I can live with a pair of drawers.
Fellas, are you looking to...
Sorry. What the fuck?
I could sleep in a pair of drawers, but that's only in mixed company. If I have the shot,
because you sleep nude, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because when I crashed your house a couple times,
I'm like,
I made sure. I'm like, fucking, you better keep that fucking white Nazi fucking pole away from me. Keep that thing in the teepee over there. You'll be having that thing flopping around while you're fucking sleepwalking like Ed Norton. I hear ring, ding, ding. Then there's a fucking ball sack hit me in the eye.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot when I would sleep naked at my mother's house when I lived there. You know, she would call me down for something and I'd be like, nothing. I'd be in a sleep fog, you know, and I'd be, or I'd answer the door. She'd be to come knock on my bedroom door or something, or someone would. And, free balls, whoever wants to see.
Yeah.
And they're always like, put some fucking pants on.
I don't like sleeping nude because I always think that the time that I'm going to sleep, I'll sleep my underwear on, or sometimes I wear my jet jammies, you know, the pants.
Sure.
But I'm thinking, if I'm sleeping nude, that's going to be one day where I have a little accident and that ain't happening. I'm not.
You're worried about shitting yourself.
Yeah, I'm worried about, not really shit myself, but just a little, you know, like maybe, you know, I meant to fart and it just, you know, sprayed a little bit. Gave the old sprinkler.
And that's what's stopping you from experiencing the, yeah. Have you ever slept nude before?
A couple of times, like with Beverly.
Right, but after the old.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I'm not getting up to put underwear on. Who gives a shit, you know? So, I mean, if I shit the bed, I'll go on the couch. I don't care.
You just had your face in my crotch. I don't think the etiquette of me putting drawers on.
What's the difference if I shit on the bed? We'll put kitty litter on and go to sleep. Who cares?
Where your fingers have been, sweetheart? No need for undies.
I am not a horny crook.
We'll leave the undies off just in case you're inclined to do it tomorrow morning, too, before pancakes.
Exactly. You want to jam two more fingers in my ass. She's always like, when I'm walking around in my undies, she's always trying to put her fingers behind me. You know, not when, you know, but with pants. And I'm like, can you cut it out? It's a natural reaction to clamp up. She's like, why are you clamping up? I'm like, because you just clamp up. It's what you do. I've never been to prison. It's just a natural thing. You know, if you're just sitting there and somebody hits you, you know, put their hand on the bottom
of
your
wrist. Yeah, we used to call it the sensation.
The sensation?
Yeah, it's whatever. If you had if you had anything, worst case scenario, if you didn't have anything, you used your index finger or the back of one of your fingers, and you just go up to a pal, a girlfriend of yours or a guy, and if you had something, you would start from their grundle if you could, and go just up their crack.
Right.
You would call it the sensation.
The sensation.
Yeah. And if you didn't have anything, you'd use your finger, your index finger.
Right.
Just go, whoop, right up. And
yeah. Yeah. Especially if you, like, if you have jeans on, it probably doesn't affect you.
Excuse you, father.
Yeah. It doesn't affect you as much because jeans are, you know, it's kind of thick.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, wearing, like workout shorts or something like that, whoop, that goes right in, you know? Yeah. You could, like,
you could get a little penetration.
Past the failsafe.
You know what I mean? You know, it could you know, you don't even need the facial recognition. It'll go.
It's like one of those movies where, like, an asteroid is coming through, and they have to blow the asteroid up before they get to that failsafe line.
Yeah, exactly. Through the atmosphere, get into the
atmosphere. Gently breezes past
right past the asteroid belt.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. What do you think? Do you want to take a break, or do you want to go? We can go to eight.
P Rock said we called it the oil check. Yeah, check the oil.
P Rock. P Rock is on the Red Show, which is on Wednesdays from I think it's 9 to 11 on MoreLikeRadio.com. That's P Rock and Footer, and also Scrambler is on the show now. He is also part of the Red Show. So they're another great show and good pals.
Now Weston Echo and Marianne are all going back and forth in chat about Marianne. She never makes her bed. She just closes her doors. Weston Echo, only because you're always ready. Whore. So they're going back and forth.
So what do you want to do? You want to come back and we'll get into maybe the contest? We'll get the two entries for the contest?
Yeah, that might work.
Yeah, I think so. I want to do that. And also, I want to talk a little bit about Yoko Ono.
Did you ever do the gas pedal? Talk about the sensation.
What's the gas pedal?
Gas pedal was brilliant.
What you do is
you find someone smaller than yourself.
Okay.
Okay. You could even if
half
even,
the planet.
You could do it even if because here's what happens: once you lock into position, the will and strength of your opponent completely dissipates in a awkwardly joyful kind of tickling.
Is there roofies involved?
No.
Oh, okay.
What you do is somehow grab the person, guy, girl's legs, right? And then you take with just a sock on, you press your foot up against their genitals, okay? And then shake it as fast as you can. Just hold their legs and shake it, and they're like, they're completely powerless. As long as you get that position where you have their legs, you know what I mean? Their two ankles underneath your armpits, and then you're both lying on your back, and you jam it right from the grundle, from the rooter to the tooter, and you just shake your leg as fast as you can. Just keep shaking it. They start shaking. Like,
holy shit.
It's brilliant. When you're doing it to someone, it's hilarious. When it's
getting
done.
It's like if you were in a Boston Crab with a vibrator.
When someone's doing it to you, you're like, oh, God. Oh, he got me.
Because it's right on that threshold between pleasure and pain or weirdness and pain?
Yeah, it's weirdness, pleasure, and pain, the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
The whole thing.
So it's called the gas pedal.
The gas pedal, yeah. It's hilarious. All right.
So it's almost like you're holding somebody in a wheelbarrow, but they're up. So you know how they got their legs, somebody in a wheelbarrow?
Yeah, it's much...
But they're turned up, you know, they're on their back.
Much easier if you're both on your back.
It's better if you're standing, right?
It's a little bit, you can hurt them.
Oh, okay, stomp on them, right.
Get a little bit too much pressure.
Right.
If you just give that light little gentle pulse...
You have to have your shoes off when you do that?
Yeah, total socks.
Yeah, you can't just do shoes, right?
No, that's inhumane to do.
Yeah, that would hurt.
With shoes
on. Wow, that'd be kind of weird, because with a chick, you can literally put your foot on there and just go back and forth. You know,
you could probably do some damage. Do it barefoot.
You know, if you got a Coke toenail, fucking jam it right in there, paint it black.
Imagine just lube it up.
I wonder if your Coke toenail automatically is bigger if you paint it black.
How'd you have a Coke toenail?
I don't know. Just a longer toenail, and you would just, you know, use it for Coke.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, you would never use it for Coke.
Yeah, the gas pedal's a good one.
I always notice that this show, the first 40 minutes and 45 minutes of this show, we never know where we're going with the first 45 minutes of this show. It just, somehow we got onto the gas pedal with Kenny, which I think is going to be the name of this episode.
You should really try it. Little kids love it. You could do it to little kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Little kids?
Yeah.
You're talking about rubbing your foot on a child's genitals?
It's so weird that it's not sexual.
I know it's not sexual, but you're still touching it.
It just drives the person. The person who's receiving it just gets... It's kind of, you're laughing and you're crying at the same time. Maybe you shouldn't do it to children anymore.
Colorado Dickhead in the chat said Kenny's uncle did this to him. I remember this story. Bizarre. We made fun of him for the gas pedal a long time ago. I don't remember this. The gas pedal.
Yeah.
Well, kids, we have something new for the show. We won't tell you to go into your mommy's purse and take out a dollar and mail it to Uncle fucking Milty or whoever did it, right? What was it? No.
It was the Spoonie.
Was it Spoonie?
Uncle Spoonie or Uncle Shush?
Uncle Spoonie or Uncle Shush? No, just we'll take our shoes off and rub your child's genitals with our foot. Fucking creep.
You have to see it get it. You have to see it being done.
No, I don't think so, because if you're in possession of that type of material, you can go to jail. I think that's how it works.
Well, adults can do it to themselves.
Oh, okay.
It's even more degrading if an adult.
Yeah, I mean, I'm picturing the whole time. Adult on adult, and it's just kind of funny and goofy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of trust to put into somebody to go, all right, yeah, you're going to gas pedal on my unit. I trust you not to even slip, stupid, because if you slip, you know,
we
got
problems.
It does
take a little practice, too. You can't just practice on a
stuffed
animal.
Oh, so now we got homework? Now you got to practice and shit?
Practice on a stuffed animal or something, because you don't want to go in there with... There's a very
practice on a stuffed animal. Really? Oh, good. Now we're gonna. Hey, excuse me, sir. That Winnie the Pooh bear. How much for it? Why are you in my house and I'm not selling it? But I need it because I want to gas pedal my niece later on.
See, you make it sound. You know, we were kids. We were just kids.
All right.
It's like I said. It's not a sexual thing until you get into adulthood. Then it could be. But when you're a kid, it's just funny, good fun.
Yeah. All right. What do you think? When we get back, we'll put in the two first.
Why not? Yeah.
First entries.
Rich Woods is in the chat.
Ah, nice, Rich Woods. You don't want to miss it, Rich. When we get back, first two entries on the worst comedian contest, and we'll explain more about it. How you can get involved.
Should be the best comedian contest.
Yeah, I think so. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio and ContiandKenny.com.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At AdamandEve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God. What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no. 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 God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not as painful as that. Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey,
man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you.
Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page, listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
One, two, three.
Hit!
You know what I'm having for the first time today?
Period.
I love you.
I love you.
What?
I just have a cavity of dryness.
But it's one that you could actually put in your mouth.
I probably could do a bunch of guys in a hospital.
Oh my God, he's pulling it off.
I would masturbate for 2 weeks straight before I died.
And I'm fucking deep throating.
Hard.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
I would rather be dead than not have cock.
Mine may be hard.
I have to rinse my balls off first.
My tranny is going.
Now I have no cock.
I know you're an old fuck.
And you have rubber dickies.
You're not going to suck it. Get out.
I'm okay. I'm a swinger.
That's a cock joke.
You want to call my sister?
The Conti and Kenny Show.com.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Real quick, Marianne in the chat room was like, do I know you, Mudflaps? Never thought I'd ever ask a question like that. No, that's me.
She must have been standing naked over a mirror on the floor. Better sing! Better sing! Do I know you, Mudflaps? My gyno does. Open up. Here comes the tongues. Here comes the old vagina salad tongues. Come on, I see a crouton in there.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
This is Rich Scheider. I've been doing stand-up comedy since 1977. And you're watching the Conte and Kenny Show. You're listening to them. Watch them. Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. Do the whole thing. Keep up, people. Keep up.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Conte and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com and ContiandKenny.com. Arrogance and alcoholism is the mantra of the program. I'm the arrogant fuck, and Kenny is the one with the alcohol problem.
Yes, and I'm sitting here shivering.
You're like a little girl, dude. You're shivering. I mean, it's a little chilly in here, but not bad. Come a little closer. We'll warm up.
I'm shivering like Jessica Smart in the back of the Volvo.
Oh, my God.
That's bad?
That's a great reference. That's a great reference. Very nice. So for everybody checking us out in podcast, we broadcast every Monday night, 7 to 10 on morelikeradio.com and contiandkenny.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our show and under our podcast. And also, Conti Kenny Shorts. We got a new one, number 9, coming out probably tomorrow, the next day, called Merry Christmas. It's going to be a good one, I tell you. And all that kind of jazz. I got to thank white-ass Brent. He has been such a fucking monster team player this week, man. He's been helping us so much with the Twitter account and our Facebook page, really getting some traffic to it and getting some. We're getting a he's boosted up our followers by 200 already.
All right,
you don't know anything about it. It means nothing to you.
Burn him out.
No, I'm saying this isn't me even beating him over. I'm not browbeating him or anything. Like, come on, get this done. He's just doing this. And so we really want to thank him.
Who else is going to ask him then?
I know. I mean, he really sucks. Let's do that. He fucking stinks. He never comes through. He doesn't fucking say what he's going to do. And so don't even bother with him.
Weston Echo in the chat room. That's a good one.
Fuck is that?
You in an Ebenezer Scrooge outfit?
Everybody thinks I'm Rich Woods. He texts me when we're on break. And he goes, He texts me and he goes, dude, do you really sleep with socks on, you freak? I didn't realize. I mean, you actually sleep with socks on, you freak? I didn't realize that's a big deal.
It's crazy.
Why is it crazy?
I don't know how you can live
like that. Am I a white ass Brent in the chat? Enough about me. Am I the only one that sleeps with socks on?
I
how about
guess
the
so.
Chat? What about the chat? Everybody else? Did they sleep with the?
They didn't. No, they didn't say.
No, huh?
They haven't said yet.
What the fuck?
I haven't gone over the list of everybody.
Holy shit. Before we get into
Brilliant?
Yes. I wanted to just say, because today marks, or yesterday, marked 33 years ago that John Lennon was killed. A terrible, terrible day in American history. But I will say something.
By Lee Harvey Wilkes Chapman, right?
Yes, Lee Harvey Wilkes Chapman. Now, there's a famous clip of Yoko Ono singing with the Rolling Stones and a whole shitload of people jamming.
Rolling Stones. Called Circus.
The Rolling Stones Circus, Rock and Roll Circus, right?
Yeah.
And I think, but there were other people there like... of course, John Lennon was there.
Clapton.
They were all on stage. They were all on stage jamming.
Well, this one, I believe, this one I don't believe was them jamming. This might have been, there was a song. Is this, do you see the video of it?
No, I don't see the video on this one.
This was Eric Clapton, John Lennon, and Yoko Ono. And they actually named the band something like Thunderfoot or something.
I'm not sure. Tell me if you recognize it. This is the one where it's pretty much, they're just jamming the same riff over and over again. But it's like, it's great because you know who's on it. And then Yoko is singing or, you know, what she's saying is singing over it. And tell me if you remember this. So it's pretty much. They call it Whole Lot of Yoko, the Dirty Mac. I'm not sure what that means. Now, this, I think it's pretty famous for the whole planet hating this, right? And like, I think like 30 seconds or so, she comes on.
Yeah. This is Lennon, Clapton, and Yoko.
This is Lennon, Clapton, and Yoko.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing a stage with like a shitload of people.
They have it, but this actual song.
Okay, so this isn't the live one. This is like a studio or whatever.
No. This is a live one.
Live?
But it was just that. Yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah, it is live. Okay. And I think the Jam is great. I mean, you know, I mean, you look at the monsters of rock just jamming to this. Now, this is the part where it gets a little weird because Yoko Ono starts to... I mean, what a great riff. But what happens is it gets a little weird. Here she is. There she is. All right. It's the same one, dude. It's got to be the same one. I remember seeing the video.
Yeah.
And they All right. So Kenny.
Yes.
You know this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The music and her together. Are you a fan of it?
No.
No, right?
I'm a fan of the music.
But you would just wish she would just go away.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that's the way most people think of it. I'm going to admit something right now that I'm going to get catch shit for the rest of my life. I love it. I love what she's doing. I think it's fucking great. Dude.
What
maybe she's... Maybe because the Jam's so good, but when you, she... I love it. And I know I am completely out of... I am not with... Nobody's going to agree with me on this. I'm probably the only person in America that likes this. I love it.
You're playing next to Eric Clapton.
I know.
And John fucking Lennon. And all you can do, you no talented fucking Chinaman. That's, she has no instrument. And she can't sing. So all
it.
She does is just pretend to play the guitar with a fucking Jerry Lewis, Nutty Professor, could do a better job than this.
I don't understand it, dude.
Is it wrong of hearing this? I'm picturing slowly cutting her throat with a wood saw. Western Echo.
Dude, I am the... I think I'm probably one of the only people...
Yeah, Rich Woods, and people wonder why I'm an atheist. This cunt's a zillionaire.
I love it. I think it sounds so fucking cool.
You wonder why, because you...
Now, I'm not saying I like Yoko. I'm not saying that, but hearing this... This is the only thing I've ever really liked.
Right. Well, also...
And maybe because I love the Jam so much.
It's a sped-up blues riff.
Yeah, it's great.
You know what I mean? It's a sped-up blues riff. So if you actually heard blues the way it's supposed to be, this would drive you out of your fucking mind.
Well, no, the music, I still... I mean, I'm not going to... You know, the music is still great. I don't care if they sped it up or not. I mean... I love it. But... What she was doing with it, I have absolutely no problem with it whatsoever. I know, I just got a text from my girlfriend, and all it says is Yoko Ono. No, Yoko, with a lot of question marks, and then the next thing was changing the locks. I'm sorry, I just love the way that sounded. I don't understand, and believe me, I'm not trying to tell anybody... There's no, it's like, it's trying to convince everybody, Bin Laden, you know what, he had his reasons, and, you know, you got to admire the guy. There's no, I'm not winning the argument here.
You're not.
But I don't understand why I like the way that sounds. That riff, going with
you
those fucking monsters.
You also sleep with your socks on. There's
Dude,
something to this.
I am going to catch so much shit on Twitter. And I know that, and I well deserved. I don't know why, but I like that. I don't know anything else that she's done.
Sing along to it. She hasn't done anything else.
Oh, okay. Then that's all I like then.
Sing along with her.
Let me
sing along with. Let's see how fun it is.
Let me try to get into where she.
Yeah.
You know, you're always Mr. Fucking Singer with the big voice.
Sure.
I'll show you, motherfucker.
All right. Because right now, all you can do to sing along with this song is...
Here we go.
You're doing it too good. Okay. Now shut the music off. Okay? Sing the melody of just her, right now.
I don't know.
Just do it. How you... Okay.
How was that?
And you're going to compete that with... Here comes the sun.
No, not at all.
Here comes the sun.
But are you saying you don't like the music of this song? Right.
Boom, 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 doom, doom. You can't compare it.
I understand it, but are you saying you don't like the music either?
No, I love the music.
Oh, you do like
the
music.
It's Clapton and Lennon, yes.
Right, I love the music.
But there's no, you can't sing to that.
And I think that's the only thing you could do is what she's doing.
Picture
she's hitting this fucking creepy note, and it's vibrating.
River with tangerine.
Believe me, I'm not even saying Yoko's talented. I have no idea, but
the only thing from that song that gets stuck in your head is boom 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 boom. Is a blues riff.
And then she's like, and she does this thing where it vibrates. It's like a. Yeah, ready? I can do it.
Sing that in the show. See?
I got it, dude.
There it is.
Fucking let me get on stage with Clapton. I love it. It's the weirdest thing. It's probably one of the weirdest things in music about me ever. Is sitting here going, I like what she's doing. Now she will change a pitch. Ready? And she'll change here. I don't know what. I know it's awful. I just like. I think I'm the. There's three. Dude, it's weird. This. I know.
Please find a 2x4 and whack him.
Okay, here, wait. It's the sound Conti's girl makes when he brings her the bad news. Colorado dickhead.
It's funny.
Joe Z in the chat. I respect your musical opinion more than I do your choice of sleeping in your socks like a common hobo, you sweaty-footed fool. And Colorado dickhead said, sounds like George Michael in a rest stop.
Get it?
I don't understand it either.
I love the music.
And maybe the music is just so overpowering that I'm like, I'm cool with what she's doing. But I know. Like, this is...
She's not even playing the fucking harp.
This is...
Get a harmonica.
This is a nails down on a chalkboard for everybody.
Get a kazoo.
I understand.
I would have rather blown a kazoo.
And you probably have. If you ever knew anybody named Kazoo. Or maybe the guy from the Flintstones.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. Yeah, I my girlfriend already said that she's changing.
Play the nose horn. See, you're in something.
Domo arigato. And she's not even Japanese, right?
I think so.
Is she Korean?
I think so. No, I think Japanese.
No, I don't think so, right? Yep. That was me putting myself under the bus, telling you that I don't even know anything else by Yoko. I could give two shits. I've never listened to anything else she's ever done. But that specific thing, when I first heard it, I went, wow, that's fucking pretty cool. Everything about it. The music, of course. 80% of the music is like 80% of what I like is the music, and the other 20% is her going, yeah, I don't mind it.
The only way I could have you justify that is if you said that the music was so good that you didn't mind that she was ruining it by being in it. Because there's
the
no
music
possible,
is so great.
There's
that
no possible reason that anything should that she did or does should have any weight.
I don't understand why, but for some reason,
the guys in the
I
chat
room
liked my my George Harrison.
Impersonation? Oh, you didn't like my Yoko? And then how about my my Hawaiian nose horn at the end? Fucks, that was some good shit. So, yeah, that's me putting myself under the bus completely, you know. And I always think I have pretty good taste in music. I'm pretty eclectic, you know. I can listen to almost anything except for, like, really bad modern country music and, you know, faggy, that this modern faggy hip-hop R&B nursery rhyme-ish faggot shit. Yoko was born in Tokyo. So she's Korean, Josie said in the chat.
I just don't get you on that.
Oh,
one.
All right, let's see.
You were on an island by yourself.
I am on an island by
yourself.
Marianne says, I can't fall asleep. I can't fall asleep unless I have socks on, even in the summer. She's in the minority with me.
Yeah, enjoy sucking them toes. Oof.
All right,
summer socks, but for everybody. I'm not excluding her, just her.
No, I know. No, I trust you on that.
You put some toasty toasties in your gullet.
Okay.
Yeah, what you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have sex in the summertime, so you're not going to leave the socks on. You got to get down there and get into them shits.
Absolutely.
So that's always enjoyable.
All right.
Does she put any treatment on? I know a lot of girls put like lotion and then put the socks up.
I don't know.
Kind of marinate the foot.
So
I don't have to get feet scraped. Ew. I have to get my feet scraped. I have to make a chicken pepperoni.
All right, I gotta look.
That's an old movie reference. Wow,
what is that from?
It's from a Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn movie. What was it called? The Sign of the Times or something? No, it was not. He breaks out of prison or something like that, and he hides in her house, and Aurora's chicken pepperoni. Charles Grodin's in it also, plays her husband.
Oh, okay.
And she hires convicts to work at her house.
Oh, okay.
To go to court. I have to get on my feet scraped.
Oops.
Oh, right. No, see, now I have a foot thing. No one can touch them. I freak out. Seems like old times. There it is. Thank you, Rich Woods.
All right. All right. Do you want to go with the first two entries? To the contest?
Sure. You know, you want to preface the concert?
Yes.
Concert.
If you want any more info, you can go to the Conti and Kenny website. It's right on the front. We have been featuring a comedian who, let's just face it, it's the worst fucking shit you've ever heard. And his recordings were done in a studio where he added laugh tracks. That's
right.
How bad.
And we're not going to go into it. We have to play a few examples for new listeners.
Oh, okay.
Play a few quick examples of him. And then our contest is that you have to be, because we were doing like an impression of him, and you couldn't, and Dave Cyrus in here, and it was in here last week and had some gems, but you can't do him as bad as he does him. It's impossible.
No.
You can't, it's impossible to put words together that are just not funny with a laugh track. You can't do it as bad as he does.
Yeah.
You can't do it as bad as he does it good.
Yep. Yeah.
Right?
There's you can try, but we don't think you're going to do it. So here, we'll do a little bit
seems
here.
Like, maybe it was foul play. Oh, man. See
what?
That? Rich Wood said it seems like old times, and then Western Echo, foul play.
For
it
what?
Might have been foul play. For the Goldie Hawn moon.
Really? Is what you're doing here?
Aurora's chicken pepperoni.
All right. This one is... all right, we'll play this. We'll give it a little bit. So what he did was he has this CD that he made years ago, put it on laugh.com, and it's just him in a studio with a laugh track and him reciting this stand-up comedy. So bad. And now what he did was he went on YouTube and put all of these... the teen years is even better. He put them all on YouTube. And now he's not only just added, he doesn't just have the laugh track, now he adds like sound effects and stuff
right
to it.
Okay, that's not explaining too much.
I'm going to blow through that. Here we go. We'll give a little bit to everybody. This is the worst.
I remember the guys I grew up with in Brooklyn. They weren't anything like the TV sitcom Friends.
Oh, there's a laugh.
My friends, they all had nicknames. There was Frankie Bop, Johnny Neck, and Fat Freddy.
Fat Freddy. Oh, get a laugh for Fat Freddy.
I can remember us all hanging out on the street corner, opening up a 32-ounce bottle of Boone's Farm strawberry wine, passing it around, and watching Fat Freddy make it disappear. My neighborhood was so tough that on Halloween, the kids didn't go trick-or-treating.
No.
They went trick-or-beating. The word on the street, if you go out in a Halloween costume, you're going to get your ass beat.
Okay, we got the point?
Yeah, I think that's enough of a point. All right, I think we got the point.
I'm almost done.
We're almost finished with just playing it and listening to it. It's so enraging. It's so bad. All right, so we decided to have a contest, and we said any listener, if they can put together, we don't care if it's 10 seconds, a minute, whatever it is, of awful, awful stand-up, and put in your own little, you know, at least a laugh track. And we know that not everybody's, you know, got it, but everybody's got a computer that's got Audacity and all that shit.
Like, whatchamacallit, whoever it was, I forget who it was, just, I think it was Brent, just
oh, yeah.
Record a laugh,
exactly.
A sitcom laugh yeah. on your phone and just
yeah, put on Channel 2. There's a lot of fake laughter on all the sitcoms on Channel 2, CBS. All right. So, we got our first two. Ooh, excuse me. Here we go. Let me get to the... All right, this first one is from our pal, Colorado Dickhead. Here we go.
You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We forgot to talk. Yeah. We forgot. He finishes up every one of his bits with, it's a crazy world, I tell you. It's a crazy world. And that's the name of
his
CD.
He does it like three times. It's a crazy world.
He'll do it three times sometimes.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world.
Yeah. So we forgot about that. So everybody, it sounds like Colorado.
He even has the inflection, though.
He's got his inflection and everything.
You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up. Cell phones. You know what's weird about them? Well, I noticed no one wears watches anymore because everyone's got a cell phone. I feel bad for the watchmakers. Looks like their time is up.
See?
The other day.
That's too good.
My friend asked me if I wanted to race in the biathlon. I said, wait a minute. Biathlon? I only like women. You just can't make this stuff up. Just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. Growing up in Colorado, we were so poor. Come November, we celebrated Thanksgiving. I went to a Macy's the other day. They had a red tag sale. I thought to myself, what kind of a goof wants to buy a red tag? George Bush opened a restaurant chain. I went to check it out the other day. I went in and the waitress came up and asked if she could take my new world order. You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up.
That is a fucking...
Brilliant.
Beautiful.
Brilliant.
It's too good. That stuff is almost good. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
We've got to play that again. That's too good.
Let me tell you something. Joe Z in the chat. This is actually on par, if not better, than a lot of open mics I've suffered through. So apparently Joe Z is a comic. But yeah, absolutely. Like, he had puns and play on words. Let me take your new world order. I mean, it's under the guise of being bad, so it makes it that much funnier.
But you have to do that inflection. You have to do your impersonation.
Dude, that little, you know,
bad chicken.
He doesn't have like a drum, you know, like a brunch, but it's just fucking fantastic. Oh my God, that is just great. Colorado dickhead pulls through again.
Bra fucking vo. this is killing it. Just put Chris Rock on the employment line.
Oh my
God! Now real quick. Yes. Can you do Sindoni just for 10 seconds?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe mm-hmm. even a different. Do Sindoni for 10 seconds mm-hmm. and then play Colorado's.
Here, I got the Tunnel of Terror. Sorry. Fuck. Gotta listen to this again.
And growing up in New York, it was an adventure. You don't have to go to Disney World or an amusement park to get on a scary ride. Just take a ride on any New York City subway. I call it the Tunnel of Terror. The train starts out at the subway station doing about 60 miles an hour, gets halfway through a dark tunnel, and then comes to a screeching halt. Then the train's lights go out for about 20 minutes. The next thing you hear is women moaning and men heavy breathing.
Okay, all right. Now, Brent just, fuck, did I miss the contest? No, we're done. Now play Colorado's.
We'll play it again?
Yes.
Okay. Got to play this again. It's brilliant.
You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up. Cell phones. You know what's weird about them? Well, I noticed no one wears watches anymore because everyone's got a cell phone. I feel bad for the watchmakers. Looks like their time is up. The other day, my friend asked me if I wanted to race in the biathlon. I said, wait a minute, biathlon? I only like women. Just can't make this stuff up. Just can't make this stuff up, I tell you.
He's even got his own catchphrase.
Growing up in Colorado, we were so poor. Come November, we celebrated Thanksgiving. I went to a Macy's the other day. They had a red tag sale. I thought to myself, what kind of a goof wants to buy a red tag? George Bush opened a restaurant chain. I went to check it out the other day.
Oh my God.
I went in and the waitress came up and asked if she could take my new world order. You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up.
Brilliant, absolutely
it's
perfect.
It's fucking amazing. Because you know what he does? He even puts the laugh track in the wrong spot like once or twice. That horn is great.
This is perfect.
And he's got his catchphrase. You know, you can't make this stuff up. He said it like 11 times in a minute and 21 seconds. Fucking amazing.
Yeah,
dude.
So whoever else wants to put in, you're all welcome.
We got one more.
Oh, Colorado and another one?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah,
beautiful.
You didn't. I told you that.
I thought he did too.
He did one, and he sent me his friend who did one.
Okay, cool.
His all friend's right. name was, it was Fat Lazy D, I think it was. But, oh my God. Fucking amazing. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Fat Lazy Fuck. I'm sorry. That's his friend's name. I'm assuming not his birth name. Let's go to...
Yeah, P-Rock in the chat. The party Holy. Horn is awesome.
The party horn is fucking fat.
It sounds like a chicken.
Oh, it's great. It sounds like he's just squeezing a chicken.
Is that the wrong time? Perfect. This is exactly where we want to go.
This is exactly what we want. All right. Number two from Fat Lazy Fuck, apparently in Colorado.
What's up with airplane food? I've never seen them eat.
it's
what do they
too
think,
good.
Gasoline's food?
Denver, they said, was the Mile High City. Now what is it? The really Mile High City?
It's children. It's children's laughter.
Went to the video store to rent Ocean's 11. I realized I hadn't seen the first 10. Get out of here.
Holy shit, it? Dude.
He's got his catchphrase, too.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Get out of here. Dude, the best is that you're right. It's children's laughter.
Yeah, yeah.
All in the wrong spots.
And listen, this is exactly where we want to go with this.
Joe Z in the chat says, better than Leno.
This is exactly where we want to go.
Fucking awesome. Fat lazy fuck, you are great. You you and Colorado Dickhead should do a dual comedy, like a comedy team.
Let's take baby steps.
No, I'm talking about in their real life. Like,
yeah. Because
if you can write this bad funny, you know, and actually, I'll be honest, a couple of the jokes are actually pretty good.
Yeah, what's up with airplane
I don't
want
to admit it in case the jokes are really bad. Yeah.
What's up with airplane food?
We got to play that again.
I didn't know they ate.
It's so stupid. All right, let's play Fat Lazy Fuck
sure,
again.
Sure, sure, sure.
All right, let's do it again.
What's up with airplane food? I've never seen them eat. What do they think? Gasoline's food?
The kid's laughter is creepy. Great.
Denver, they said, was the Mile High City. Now what is it? The really Mile High City?
I don't even get that. It's a phone.
I went to the video store to rent Ocean's 11. I realized I hadn't seen the first 10. Get out of here.
Dude, how great was it when he goes, I went to go rent Ocean's 11, and there's a laugh track.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Like, he puts the laugh tracks in where there shouldn't be laughter. Fucking beautiful, man.
Thank you, guys. That's exactly what we're looking for.
This is what we're looking for. We still have to come up with a prize.
We'll figure all that out.
My cheeks are
so
killing me.
Worth
dude.
It. And remember, everybody in the chat room, this is anonymous. You know what I mean? You can.
You can. You don't have to
sit on your computer. And here it is. Here it is. You can't suck at it.
No,
it's not going to suck.
It's not going to. It's
the
gonna,
only way. Work. The only way that you could possibly suck at this. And it not be a home run is if you try to do it seriously like he did.
Of course.
If
exactly.
you try to be funny with the laugh
but
track.
Even though
otherwise,
it's still funny when he does it because it's so bad.
Yes, but you trying to do it is the only way you can fail.
Yeah, like if you went up there and you sent us like Louis C.K.
Really, I've got really good jokes with laugh tracks. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you Bill Burr set, we'd be like, you stink.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing. Go do real comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We'll get paid for it, you fuck. Don't put it in our competition.
Get off your ass and stand at the computer and go hit a mic.
Oh, my God, yeah. The Denver. Oh, that's what it is. The Denver joke about it being a mile high city is a reference to pot being legal there now. I didn't understand. It didn't matter. The less I understood, the better the fucking set was.
I was just listening to the children's
fucking
laughter.
Joe Z's explaining all the jokes. Shut up, Joe. Let us seem stupid. But if you want any information on it, go to ContiandKenny.com. It's right on the front page. The contest is called The Worst. It's the worst comedian contest. It's got all the...
I'm liking where this is going first week.
Oh, wow. What a fucking home run. But you know what? Now it kind of opens up to people. They go, you know what? I can
just be a goof.
I could be a complete. And you can be a complete goof. You can be a complete douche.
Your jokes don't have to be funny.
No.
We've already, you know, we know from the original, it doesn't have to be. Just put something together.
Yeah.
With the laugh track.
Fat lazy fuck in Colorado and Colorado dickhead. Bravo, fellas. Bravo. Thank you so much. If you got anything you want to plug, just put it in the chat and we'll definitely plug it for everybody. But we're taking, and I'm going to say we're going to wait till after the new year to do it. Maybe we'll bring it down to like a top three and then have a winner.
Sure.
Maybe, let's. You know what? Why don't we just let this go like forever? You know, because then if what we do is it'll be more stuff that we have and that's less stuff we have to prepare. And then we'll keep telling them.
This will be just the whole pretty much three quarters of the show.
Are the mics on?
We'll do it for a couple. We have to get let it.
God, I want to get as many as possible and let people start to hear about it. You know, because I got to tell you, with the help of somebody who will remain anonymous because he doesn't want us to say anything,
right.
He's been really helping us get this show out there. And in the last month, the show has really gotten its fucking gotten its legs. And I'm very happy, which I'm never, ever happy. I'm always like, the show stinks. Nobody listens to us. There are some people listening to us, and I'm loving it.
8 years I've had to hear this bullshit.
I know. Finally. People are finally starting to listen to the goddamn show. All right. Wow. Thank you, guys.
That's fucking...
God. Yeah. Damn. Shit. I'm just putting some of the stuff. Yeah, you want to do that?
Yeah, we'll take a break and start over.
Kenny still... Oh, wow. White-ass Brent says, Kenny still owes me $50 from 6 years ago. So don't your hopes up, folks.
Do I really?
Yeah, remember from the duty contest.
Oh, the duty contest. That's right. You know
what'd you tell everybody about what you did with the duty contest?
It was just one of the stupidest things ever.
Of course,
one of my
it was.
Stupidest ideas. Mm-hmm. Basically, you take a dump and then email it to me. Take a picture of it, email it to me, and I judged who had the worst. And Brent actually, he won. But it was really the stupidest contest of all time. But it was funny. But it just got disgusting after a while of just seeing people's fecal matter. 7 o'clock in the morning, people are bling, bling, bling. The phone goes off. It's a picture of duty. Not like, have a happy day.
Yeah.
It's just someone's last night's dinner. It was awful. Disgusting.
All right.
But I do. I actually do still own. You're absolutely right.
All right. Let's take a quick break. I'm actually going to play the two. We'll play these two things on the way out from the break.
What two things?
The one we just played.
Okay.
I want to hear them. Let them hear again.
Sure, absolutely.
Without us babbling in between it,
yeah.
You know, and cackling like two hens. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back. The Conti and Kenny Show on More Like Radio and the ContiandKennyShow.com.
You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up. Cell phones. You know what's weird about them? Well, I noticed no one wears watches anymore. Because everyone's got a cell phone. I feel bad for the watchmakers. Looks like their time is up. The other day, my friend asked me if I wanted to race in a biathlon. I said, wait a minute, biathlon? I only like women. You just can't make this stuff up. Just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. Growing up in Colorado, we were so poor. Come November, we celebrated Thanksgiving. I went to a Macy's the other day. They had a red tag sale. I thought to myself, what kind of a goof wants to buy a red tag? George Bush opened a restaurant chain. I went to check it out the other day. I went in and the waitress came up and asked if she could take my new world order. You just can't make this stuff up, I tell you. You just can't make this stuff up.
What's up with airplane food? I've never seen them eat. What do they think? Gasoline's food?
Denver, they said, was the Mile High City. Now what is it? The really Mile High City? I went to the video store to rent Ocean's 11. I realized I hadn't seen the first 10. Get out of here.
You've now entered the stinker room. You'll be here for a while.
Dip!
That's terrible.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Missed the previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show. They are on iTunes, and for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher. You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theconteandkennyshow.com.
The Conti and Kenny Show presents Fart Wars.
Yeah, but I think Beverly did it to me first, and that's right. We were in bed, and then she kind of not doing anything, but just sleeping, and she was like, she kind of warned me. She was like, oh, and I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, oh. And then I just went, you have no idea what you have just opened up. You have woken a sleeping giant. You have.
My asshole is the USA.
Dude, I'm telling you, she had her cute little Japanese fucking pilots come in and made a little explosion on this dopey little island outside of Hawaii.
Your little Pearl
Harbor. Oh, yeah. Oh, big explosion.
She's Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah. And,
and I she said, Pearl Harbored
she
the
Pearl
bed.
She Pearl Harbored the bed. And then I yak a flats the rest of her life.
She Pearl Harbored. You know, it's her fault. She Pearl Harbored. She Pearl.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
This is Dave Ingram from Metal Breakfast Radio, and you're listening to the Gnocchi and Kenya Show, or something like that. It's clearly bollocks.
What? Oh, where's your anxiety-ridden body going to be? Yeah,
tonight exactly. We're doing a benefit for the PBA, Union PBA at Union High School Theater. Bonnie, Rich Voss, Bobby Kelly, and Kenny Michaels. And this weekend, Helium Comedy Club.
Who's Kenny Michaels? I've never heard of him.
I didn't book him. He's a comic. He's a local New Jersey guy.
Local right. Boy made good.
Good yeah, for him, then. Yeah, he's going to be on the show.
I love playing that once in a while.
Thanks, pal.
No problem. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. More Like Radio and ContiandKenny.com. We'll be leaving More Like Radio soon, about 20 minutes. And then Lust and Love will come on, and we will strictly be on Conti and Kenny. So you can go right into the Conti and Kenny chat room. Colorado Dickhead in the chat said his expectations were real low. So... he's not. Oh, okay.
Of his performance?
No, no. Kenny was White Ass Brent was talking about how Kenny stole those $50.
Oh.
So he was like, my expectations were real low. He's not worried. So I don't think he thought we were actually going to give away a prize.
No, we'll figure out. I'm in a different tax bracket now.
You are. It's amazing, but yeah. You are. Kenny Michaels is in a different tax bracket than most comics. So the phone number is, if you want to Skype us, it's NPN Studios. I'll put that in the chat. Put that in the chat, dude. Studios.
What do you want?
Just put NPN Studios Skype in case people want to call it.
Why do I have to put it in the chat room? They're all listening.
Because It'll be in the chat a while, so maybe if they don't remember, they can just look in the chat.
Oh.
Don't question me.
I apologize.
I know what the fuck I'm doing.
I yelled at you a little bit.
You did. You were snippy. You were a little snippy. I'm still mad at you for last weekend.
I know.
dicking me over.
Yep, I did.
And douching yourself over.
Yep, I did.
You douched yourself, buddy. And I douched myself.
And I did.
Yeah. So once again, I want to thank Colorado Dickhead and his friend, Fat Lazy Fuck. Something like that. Lazy Fat Fuck. Something like that. Great job, guys. Doesn't matter. It was just so so much fun to listen to. And do not feel bad if you want to. Just don't think like, you know, wow, it's going to suck. Just do it. Do it. It'll be great.
I can't even do that right.
What? What'd you do?
Put NPN-studios-skype.
Oh,
not no, dash. I just put space.
You put a space. Put a space. You suck.
And then Brent says one word, mud flaps.
Oh, I'm a call come on. Sign. All right.
I really am awful at a lot of stuff.
What do you want to do? You want to do a story?
Sure. Well, I have one.
Go ahead.
In Mexico cool. City.
Oh.
Puerto sure. Vallarta.
See, Mexico. That's always where the Love Boat used to stop by. They always Puerto stopped Vallarta. In Puerto Vallarta.
Well, now you can go there and get some crocodile.
Really?
Yeah, the new fancy drug from Russia.
What?
And you know what the flesh eating?
No.
You don't know about this?
No.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
It's been around for a couple of years in Russia. It's 5 times cheaper than heroin. Gives you the same. It's like 3 times as potent. But it's a derivative of morphine, but it's also mixed with gasoline, turpentine, industrial cleaners.
Oh, my God.
And they call it crocodile because where your injection site, it eats you alive.
And people are taking this on purpose?
Yeah, all the time.
This isn't, like, done as a tortured thing?
No. They're getting high. They're getting high from it. And there was one case in Chicago. Anyway, this 17-year-old Mexican chica decided she went to the doctors and they were like, oh, she has a venereal disease. And then realized, she says, no, I haven't had sex. I've just been injecting crocodile into my vagina.
You gotta be kidding me. No.
So she had a rotting vagina because she was injecting drugs into it. Like, where else? You couldn't find anywhere else to inject.
How does that make you feel good?
Flesh eating. I'm sure it makes you feel great.
It can't.
It absolutely can. In order to go through that torture, it absolutely can. Oh, yes. Oh, my son of a gun.
What the hell is that?
That's it right there. That's a picture of it in the chat. NPN. I mean,
is that a guy's arm?
Yes, it's the bone. It's a flesh. It basically turns a gangrene.
Holy shit.
Oh, that looks like a girl. Oh, God. Turn it off.
See, to me, it doesn't look real, so it doesn't bother me. It doesn't even look real.
There's a lot of different.
I believe it, but is that what, like, hey, rent a Family Guy season.
She should braise that in its little in a little red wine, some garlic, braise it for about 3 hours, and put it in a smoker. I have the food.
Hey, fucking looks like Clams Casino over there. Fucking Clams Casino. On a bone. Shit falls right off your mouth.
Yeah. She's so sweet, falls right off the bone.
Right. Fucking ribs right off the bone. Oh.
Oh, man, that picture is unbelievable. I can't stop staring at it, though.
So this is what people are getting. Like, so it's cheaper than heroin.
Yeah, it's like 5 times cheaper.
So it's 5 times cheaper than heroin. So you're going to go through that? Because it's cheaper than heroin?
No, because probably, one, you can get it much cheaper than heroin. Okay, sure. Mm. Two, the high is supposedly intense.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
And three, if you're an addict, you're going to do that. Oh, my. Like,
no,
ugh, I, can't
no I don't think so. Because no, with is that like something that is like a side effect that could happen? Or is that like, look, if you do this, this is what's happening.
It's what's going to happen eventually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you know what? Then you're an idiot. Because every other thing you do, including like even sex, like, you know, think about the height of AIDS with gay sex and all that. It's always under the guise of, hey, you know what? This could happen. There's still a chance that it doesn't. And that's the little thing that you rationalize of what you do.
Sure.
Like, hey, you know what? Yeah. Yeah. I could do heroin. Feels great. I could die. I could live.
I could get addicted.
I could get addicted, and it could just kill me. It
Same
could.
Thing with crack and stuff. But
same
this,
with crack
this
and
takes
coke.
It to...
This is just, you know what? You're going to have a good time. You know what's going to happen? You're going to start eroding. Your body is going to start to erode.
P-Rock, if livers had bones, that would be me. I'm right there. Right, that would
but
be
even
mine.
With drinking, like, there's no 100%. You know, look at George Burns. He drank every day of his life, smoked cigars, even cigarettes. It's not 100%. And believe me, I hate cigarettes and I'm anti-cigarette. But there's no 100% for sure that this is going to happen to you. Even if it's 90%, there's still 10% that, hey, you know what? I could live to be, you know, whatever, 90 and you know, maybe just get a little before I die. This is saying, hey, by the way, when you do this, this is what happens. And this is worse.
Rich Woods, what drug side effect makes Yoko Ono sound good?
there is no, you know.
The only drug that makes Yoko Ono sound good, it's called the John F. Kennedy. And you inhale it, and it just blows the back of your brain out.
I think you guys are a little tough on her. I do. I think you're a little tough on Yoko Ono.
Oh, enough.
Although I think that maybe if you were stuck in a room, most people stuck in a room with this, they'll probably take the crock, you know, or pour it in their head, maybe shoot it in their ear. Shoot the crock in your ear. And...
All right.
Come on, we got to listen to her one more time. You have a needle? Yeah, why? Yeah, Yoko Ono's playing a concert next door. And I need to put this in my fucking ear. That's actually somebody doing crock right there. That's what they sound like.
That's someone just finding out that they have to amputate both her arms.
All right, we don't want to ruin everybody's fucking night, but like, dude, I just don't get it.
That's what your mom sounded like when you were like, when she was like, "Is it a boy or a girl?" And she's, and the doctor's like, "You had a Joe Conte," and she was like, "It's not even a gender. It's a Joe Conte."
It's weird when I do it. My handshakes like Michael J. Fox. I have to do it.
Jazz hands.
But this is just like everything else. You can justify it. It's justifiable. It really is. Tripping, heroin, everything. It's justifiable because, you know, it's either you get addicted, you get clean, you get addicted, and you die. That's it. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
You know, yeah, with heroin, you know, you can get real skinny and you look bad and all that, and you get unhealthy, and I understand that, but this... Yeah, it's just pouring turpentine on your body, and just it's taking the skin off of your body. This is Ebola.
Eating flesh away.
This is Ebola. This is the Ebola fucking virus, and you're doing it on purpose. It's
Ebola and E. coli.
What'd I say?
Ebola.
Ebola. Well, that's for bowlers who get E. coli. I'm not sure. Did I say Ebola? Did I say it more than once?
It's a crazy world out there.
You know, I knew a guy who had Ebola. It's because he couldn't spell E. coli. Sorry.
It's a crazy world.
I can't even do it.
It's a crazy world out there.
I should just do my regular jokes. They probably come off bad anyway. I don't know, man. This is baffling to me.
Yeah, so she decided her injection site was going to be her vagina.
And it
rotted away.
Wow, good for her.
Just like that forearm.
Good for her. Listen. Let's just call it what it is. It's truly natural selection. You know, like I feel bad for people who are addicted to heroin and coke addicts and crack, and you see why they get to that point. It's a buildup, and I understand that. And you know, it's like, hey, you know what? You do crack. You know, you're blah blah blah. You're an idiot. But at least you know there are people that you know. They're okay now. You're not okay after that.
You're never going to be okay.
You're never going to be okay after that. And you go in that
the only way knowing. The only way she can explain that is a shark bite. Yeah, I was swimming in Maui. And the shark bit my forearm off.
That's where my empathy goes right out the window. That goes right out the window. I am very empathetic towards people, you know, especially people in their plights and their problems. And I can almost understand. Dude, I even understand that pedophiles, it's in their brain workings. You know what I mean? I don't even think of them as evil. I just think of them as fucked up. You know, I still want, you know, they still have to go because they ruined. They're hurting children.
Sure.
But at least I even understand, like, man, they can't help what they are. Unfortunately, you know, you're not good for the planet, so you need to go. But I have none whatsoever for these people. You can't. When you know, hey, you know what? You do this, this is what's going to happen to you, no matter what. This isn't a possible side effect.
No,
it's not like fucking looking.
It's not like doing heroin and getting hepatitis C.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's none whatsoever. Too bad. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Natural selection. Take care. Well, she's not going to be able to have 13 kids by the time she's 20.
Just imagine though, if you know you get clean, and then you're like. What happened to your snatcholi? Well, I injected paint thinner into it and got high for like a week. And now I have no clitoris. You could actually see through my anus like a donut hole from my labia.
Oh, shit. That's like a donut hole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking great, man.
Yeah, she's the only one to take her pants down. You could see sunlight through the other side. It's like one of those knots in a board where an old dog would see, like stick his eye through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like an old Little Rascals thing.
Yep.
Where they look through the hole in the fence.
Uh-huh.
That's what you can do, right through.
None. Too bad. I can't feel bad for you. You know. You didn't, you know, you weren't on Skid Row, and yeah, some kid gave
she
you.
She is Mexican,
but still, there's other things you can do.
You know,
there's so many other things you can do.
If it's five times cheaper in Mexico, if heroin's five times cheaper in Mexico, what's that American? How much is that in American currency?
Oh, a crocodile's probably like
I don't know. Like a hug.
Yeah. It's a hug, and you know what it costs? 3 toonies. You don't even need American money. You can use Canadian money. Hey, how much you need? Yeah, give me 3 toonies. I'll give you a whole ounce of croc.
Yeah.
But
how much would that currency be? If heroin, you know, 5 times, you pay in tortillas or something? It's a crazy world.
That was great the way you did it. You're like,
as soon as I said it,
you were like,
toonies.
It's just it's bad.
Well, a big thing down there is a lot of them try to find in South America, you know, Paraguay and El Salvador, is the kids huff the paint, sniff the paint. They can get paint for, they can sell a couple of pieces of gum, get the paint real good.
Even that, and you could do that a bunch of times, and it, you know,
no, well, the it kids, could fuck the you kids up. Kids do that because they don't have any shoes. You know what I mean? They've got, you know, all their clothes look like Who Farted, you know, like an old Who Farted shirt. Remember that? You could buy that, you know, with the burn marks?
Who Farted, holy shit.
That's what all their clothes look like.
Anybody in the chat, and anybody put that picture up? The old Who Farted t-shirts.
You know, like Spencer's or something.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can picture, but
They all look like... They're all dressed like the Hulk after he comes back to David Banner. You know what I mean? Just tattered shirt and cut off.
And the only thing wrong with the pants is they're a little shorter and there's one button off. Yeah, wouldn't the pants have bulked right up? He went from a 31 waist to like a 39 waist, you know? And the pant buckle went... popped off.
Yeah. So they huff the paint because it's out of necessity.
But at least with that, you go, hey, you know what? Yeah, you huff paint. You know. Listen, you're taking a chance. You're going to ruin your lungs and blah, blah,
they
blah.
They don't know any. They're babies. They don't know any of that stuff.
Even they could know something. But it's like, dude, you don't. When you know that this shit is going to eat your skin.
Yeah.
It's not if it could after a while, maybe. No. Hey, you do this? This is eating your skin off. Well, you know what? Then let me put it in my vagina. Really? Stupid? Goodbye. Take care. More food for us. Okay? That's just what it is. Who'd more be, food for us.
Who'd be eating that thing anyway?
No, not that. I'm just saying. All right, let's... we're going to have to... Let me... I'm going to do this in case... All right, just hang up with the hang with us for a minute. We're going to be leaving More Like Radio, and thanks for checking us out. If you're going to stay on More Like Radio, Lust and Love is next. But if you want to come with us, come to ContiandKenny.com, and you can either listen to us right on the website, or you can go in the chat.
We'll only be gone for a minute. We just took a
break. We're going to be gone for a second, all right? We'll be right back. I think we're back. It's good music, though, right? If you're wondering where we get all this shit, it's on, like, the shorts and all these things. If you go on YouTube and put Seeburg, S-E-E-B-U-R-G, hundreds and hundreds of hours of all of this shit, from the 50s to the 70s, some really great shit. I'm going to keep getting more and more, so. I'm just double-checking in the chat to see if we're still on. And, I'm hoping we are. Okay. Okay, we're good. Thanks, dickhead. Beautiful. All right, so, all right, well, all right, we're back. Hey, you guys want to hear, remember when I was going to start doing that draining my brain thing?
Yes, of course.
Right?
And when you say you guys, you mean me and the listeners?
Yes. You guys, everybody here. And I wanted to do this project thing and... And, you know, because, I don't know, I'm like, oh, my God, I just want to do, like, this little rant I can do for my house and blah, blah, blah. And so I decided to do it, but I never came through with it. I got the name. My friend made the logo. I even went as far as making the intro. And then I just said, you know what, let me just concentrate on this show. The show's really starting to, you know, kick into gear, and let me just, you know, let's just do this. Let me do one good show before I try to do another one. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I realized, wow, what a fucking arrogant douche I am. And I did it kind of tongue-in-cheek, but the intro, and it features the girls that are on Lust and Love right now. Featured
them.
Yeah. So let me, I'll play. It's not that long, but it's pretty.
Now my job is a very.
Okay. So this shows
person
you
person that everyone already knows.
Oops, excuse me. All right, this shows how much of an arrogant douche I could be. By this is the intro I wanted to make for my little solo thing, my little podcast, 10-minute rant whenever I had something I wanted to talk about, and it was called Draining My Brain, and here it is.
Well, now my job is a very difficult one. How do you introduce a person that everyone already knows?
You ready for a tease?
our best buddy pal. Yes, the funniest guy in the whole wide world. He is such a great guy, such a good guy, and so funny, and just a nice guy, and
so charming.
Yes, very handsome and sweet. And what else can we put in there to make him so uncomfortable?
Shut up.
Just the funniest guy overall. Yes, I love him. Me too.
Shut up.
See, that's what Joe Conti does.
I think I'm dead inside. And then it fades out.
Nice.
Such a douche. So that was the intro that I wanted to do. And I actually, my arrogance preceded my normal arrogance because I not only had that, but I made an ending. And here's my ending.
Click, click, bang.
And that was the wonderful, amazing, super duper funny, and totally handsome Joe Conti.
My God, he's a great guy.
He's awesome. He's a babbling fool, and I love that. He's amazing. Funny guy.
Totally they... handsome. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Now, you have to realize something. That wasn't me sending them like a script to do. That was them... when I called their show. So when I called their show one day, because sometimes I would call their other show Divas, Daytime Divas, because they're on at like 8 to 10 in the morning. And sometimes I'm just driving around at like 8 o'clock in the morning. So I was listening to it because, of course, you know, I have to listen to how terrible I sounded. And I'm listening to all these things they were saying all about me. And I'm going, what a bunch of crock. What a crock. You know, no offense to the woman with the bad vagina. And and I said, this is some really good shit. So I decided to put it and use it for my intro and an outro.
Colorado. Apparently Joe was feeling the heat when he made those. Good call. Good reference.
Yeah, it was definitely done somewhat tongue in cheek, but I still was like, you know, fucking, I wanted to do it. You know, and I figured, hey, you know what? It's me. You know, it's me. I'm going to be irreverent, and I'm going to talk about things.
No, you don't have to do that. When you, I would still encourage you to do it.
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to do it?
No, I want to concentrate on doing a really good show and
see
shorts.
One of the big
and fucking videos and all this shit. And you know, I just want to do it.
One of the things, the differences between me and you is. If say I did a half hour podcast just to rant on something, you know what I mean? 10 minutes into it, I would be totally disproving what I just ranted 10 minutes about because something else popped into my head that I thought was more relevant. You know
right.
What I mean?
So you would actually be on the fence with yourself.
Exactly. Absolutely.
You would convince yourself the other.
Something would convince me to get on air and say I got to talk about this. And I guarantee, if it's a 20-30 minute podcast, 7 minutes in, I'm sitting there going, "Why the fuck did I even think of that? It wasn't even. It's not even that way. It's going to be this way." You know what I mean?
You go up there going, "Dude, I have my whole rant on Obamacare," and you would be like, "Blah blah 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 blah." You know what? Disregard everything I just said.
I say I had like a sound clip of some Republican.
Right.
And I would go, he makes a good fucking
point. He makes a really good point, this guy. You would flip-flop on yourself.
I would not be able to hold a show.
You would?
No, I would not. I would not with just me.
I don't think you are as passionate about things, you know, besides like, you know, yourself and,
yeah,
and
you're
doing
totally
this.
Right. You're totally
but
right.
Like, you know. Things that social issues and shit like that.
You're, yeah, I don't really care.
You don't give a shit.
I don't really give a shit. As long as you're not fucking with me.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's good. Actually, it's a good way to. It's a good way to be. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, that was going to be my draining my brain, and I'm kind of glad I'm not doing it.
No,
I want to do this, and I want to. Continued. I want to do shorts more often because I think the shorts thing can be the thing to maybe launch us to where maybe we'll get noticed by somebody and maybe get a gig.
You do shorts all year round.
Yeah, boy.
It's a crazy world.
It's a crazy world, I tell you.
It's a crazy world out there. World. Tell you, it's a crazy world.
All right, you want to do a story, dude?
Sure, let's do another one.
All right. Wait a minute. Let's do a few of these. We got to do a few of these. 59 words and phrases from the 20s that we should start using again. Let's just do a few. I'm not doing 259. I want this to be an ongoing thing, all right? Here, this is what it says. Get ready to know your onions, readers. If you ever wanted to talk like characters from an old movie or the folks from The Great Gatsby, now's your chance. For the 20s lovers among us, here are 59 of the era's best slang phrases. Now you just have to practice talking really, really fast. Okay.
Where'd you find this? Let me pop this up, too, real quick.
Do you remember where you found it? I think it's thoughtcatalog.com, and then you might see... Wait a minute. I might be able to put it right in the chat. And you can click on it right from the chat.
All
right.
That'll work.
Let's see if I can do that. Paste. There we go. It's in the chat.
No, it's censored.
What? I just put it in. It's in there. It's right there.
It's censored.
Really?
Yeah.
Allow links. How about now?
It's censored.
Hold on, one more time.
There you go.
There you go. Click it in there, buddy. Anybody in the chat want to go? We're just going to check out a few. I don't want to get too crazy. I want this to be an ongoing thing because of my pal Kenny with his old soul. I think this would be perfect for him. So, you want to go... We can just kind of scroll through a little. You want to scroll through and just see a couple, or
yeah,
go right in order? Because they look like they're in alphabetical order. I like this one. Number 10, butt me. That means I would like a cigarette. Butt you know me. That one, right? Okay. Butt me. You know? B-U-T-T. Let's see.
All right. When I was in high school, you got a stogie?
Yeah, a stogie. That's what we used to say. This one kid would always say you got a... Stogue for this here bogue. Number 18. Don't take any wooden nickels. What does that mean, Ken?
They used to be fake nickels.
Well, it really means don't do anything dumb. End button.
Never fought in a long coat.
Shut up.
Now, how far... Where's the first one that you went to?
I just picked a few.
I looked at this one, and there was one, zazzled. Whoopee. To have a good time. Make whoopee.
Zazzled?
Zazzled. It means, oh, that's a fine tomato. As a woman.
It's a fine tomato? How about,
Now this is what I love about the English language and this time period. One's... tell it to Sweeney.
Right.
It just means what you say when you believe something to be untrue. Tell it to someone who would buy that.
Oh, like if somebody's like, hey, I got this thing. I got this $1 million ticket. It's like, tell it to Sweeney.
Yeah, tell it to somebody who cares.
Tell it to somebody who gives a shit.
Yeah, tell it to Sweeney.
Tell it to Sweeney.
Hit the bricks.
Hit the bricks.
There was one in here.
Here's one that I've heard of many times, and I think I even heard Johnny O mention it. Ossified. That means drunk.
Ossified, okay.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Yeah. Pull, it's number 47, is pull a Daniel Boone to upchuck.
If you pulled a Daniel Boone, that means you puked.
Yeah, and number 49 is a rub, a dance party for college or high school students. Oh, this one says phonus balonus, but it was always phony baloney.
Phonus balonus.
Yeah, that's nonsense, or that's horse shit. Petting pantry, a cinema or movie theater.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Panther piss, whiskey, particularly homemade whiskey.
Nice, panther piss.
Yeah. Quilt, I love a lot of these. On a toot. I tell you that, Paulie, I'm on a toot. Don't bother me until next Tuesday.
Does that mean you're on a
I'm on a bender.
Does that mean you're on a young black girl in an all-girl school?
I've been getting a bunch of butts and some panther piss.
Oh, okay.
And I'm on a toot.
I was on a tootie once, but she had braces, so I decided to get off. nothing on the 2D.
Nope. Now you're on the trolley. Now you've gotten it right. I like these. But I have to say them all in his voice.
Do you?
I can't do it any other way.
All right. Well, then how about number 39, Kenny?
Now you're on the trolley. You means you've
that
gotten
means
it right.
Now you've gotten it right. All right, let's try to do that in a...
So, John, you like trainees. Now you're on the trolley. Let's go have a noodle juice.
Let's see.
Mazuma, Mrs. Grundy. Now the I like these. An uptight or very straight-laced individual. Ah, she's a Mrs. Grundy.
She's a Mrs.
Since,
Grundy.
Since the day I was born, my grandparents, anytime you were doing something wrong, it didn't matter who it was, whether it was someone driving in front of them, someone dresses really bad, my grandfather would be like, ah, that guy dresses like Miss Gucci's aunt. Miss Coochie's aunt. Coochie.
Coochie.
Yeah. This guy's driving like Miss Coochie's aunt.
Oh, that's awesome.
The other one is your father's mustache.
Your father's mustache?
Yeah, you never heard that one?
No.
It's like
your mother's ass?
Yeah, it's like your sister's. Yeah, your sister's father's ass. Mustache.
No shit, I never heard that.
Uh-huh. You could do uncle, too. Your uncle's your father's mustache.
I like this one. Let's blouse. That means let's blow this popsicle stand, which is actually how about let's get out of here? How great is that? They actually give the explanation in another phrase that was from the time. Let's blouse. I mean, let's blow this popsicle stand. It means, hey, pops, stop being so square. It's like, yeah, you're supposed to actually describe it with the modern term. And let's blow this popsicle stand is like 60 years old.
Yeah, here's one, know your onions, to know what's up or what's going on. And I still to this day say, you know, give me the straight dope. The straight dope is basically give me the truth. You know what I mean?
The straight dope, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Or have you heard about that? And I'm like, yeah, I haven't gotten a straight dope on it.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
That kind of a thing. Another one here is a number 32 is Joram of Ski, which is a swig of alcohol, particularly hard liquor.
No shit.
I would say give me a little snort.
A little snort.
Give me
a
snort. Yeah.
Dude, number 28 is Hotsy Totsy. Remember when we did fucking Lolo's show? And she was like, oh, you guys think you're all Hotsy Totsy?
Hotsy Totsy.
I'm like, really? Hotsy Totsy? What are you, 111?
Icy mitt. Rejection from the object of one's affection. As in, he got the icy mitt.
I thought that would be like a cold slap in the face or something like that.
Cold shoulder, the icy
mitt. Yeah, the icy mitt. That's great. A hay burner is a car with poor gas mileage. A guzzler. A hay burner.
Iron ones shoelaces. I guess you're going to piss on your shoes to excuse oneself for the restroom. I guess.
So how do you say that? Do you go, hey, I got to go iron one's shoelaces?
I'm going to go iron one's shoelaces. I guess so.
Iron one's shoelaces.
Like iron a person's shoelaces. I guess, yeah.
Because you piss on it and the shoelace.
Maybe you got a lot of iron in your pee. Maybe.
Yeah, and then it turns like a rust. Like a rust color.
Shoelaces. Okay.
So basically, I'm going to go urinate on a stranger's Nikes. That's pretty much what they're saying.
Number 12, handcuff is engagement ring. No, 24. Go chase yourself.
What's that? Like
get out of here.
Go chase yourself?
Means get out of here.
That's like go fuck yourself.
Beat it. Hit the bricks. Scram. Gig of water, yeah. Four flusher. Someone who mooches off the money of others in order to feign wealth. A four flusher?
Let's see. Number 29, Kenny. White Ass Brand says number 29 is Kenny.
Icy mitt. Yes, yeah, icy mitt.
Number 3 is good also. What's number 3?
Number 3 is... Come on, you fucking computer. Number 3 is... Bank's closed.
What's that mean?
What, you tell someone to stop making out.
Get out of here. Like if you see two people kissing, you're like, hey, bank's closed.
Get a room.
Instead of get a room, it's bank's closed.
Yeah. Or when there was one time Del, Otto's dog, was licking his cat's ass.
Right.
And he's like, knock it off, Del. Snack bar's closed.
Well, that's kind of just. Joe Z in the chat says number six is weird. Let me see.
Okay, let me get down. Darb.
Bimbo refers to a macho man. I've heard of that. I heard that that used to, like, if you said somebody was a bimbo, that's like a tough guy, which has completely changed into something not even close.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
No, but there's phrases and stuff like that that have completely changed.
Fucking blue nose is a great term, dude. Eh, you're nothing but a blue nose. Go home. You're nothing but a blue nose. The bank is closed. Go chase yourself. That's great. Bourgeois. Bullshit. Bubs.
See, this one, I read a different one. It didn't have one of my favorites. Is
Which one of your favorites?
Quiff.
Like a quiff or something?
Quiff. My grandfather would see an attractive young woman walking down the street, and he would go, that's a half a pound of quiff.
Half a pound of quiff.
It's meat.
It's how meat.
Yeah, that's how you weighed meat.
Really?
Yeah.
Half a pound of quiff.
Yeah, it was meat. And you'd say, like, her vagina is like a half a pound of quiff.
Yeah, like, and you know what? Josie's right. Like, how did Bimbo go from a macho guy to a dumb woman? Like, that's one of the weirdest ones, because it's a one word. It's a one word. It's not a phrase. So you can understand how phrases die out or mean something completely different, because it's a numbers game. You're playing with a bunch of words, but it's one word. Bimbo. Like, I don't know anybody that thinks bimbo is still like a macho guy.
No, not at all. Not at all. There's it's completely different.
Because now there's like a new, they call it himbo. That's kind of like, you know, man cave and all that nonsense. Like a dumb guy is like a himbo. It's like, oh, whatever. Just call him a dumb guy. Hey, 4 years is in the chat. He made it in. Welcome, my brother. Welcome. You missed some great. We already had two entries for the contest. You're going to have to go back and listen to the podcast. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Colorado Dickhead and his friend Fat Lazy Fuck put two entries in for the contest for the worst comedian, and phenomenal job. So I'm expecting 4 years to put something together too. All right.
I'm trying to find Quiff.
Right.
It comes up to like some kind of Yahoo page, like a answer question page.
Right.
And it looks like it's from a black girl. It's 7 years ago. But
okay.
What is a queef? The kids at my school call each other queef knockers. And I want to know what it is. And then down a little bit, they have the thing, the answers. It's a vaginal fart.
Oh, somebody.
If you're not sure about it's when air becomes trapped in the vagina. X? When it's released, it sounds like a fart. So in layman's terms, it's a vaginal fart.
How about a four flusher, Kenny? You know what a four flusher is?
Yeah, that's a weekend at the Grand Royale in no. Cape May.
No, that's someone who mooches off the money of others in order to feign wealth. A four flusher. That's fucking weird. A gasper is another term for cigarette. I get that one. That makes sense. Because you you gasp for air. Giggle water. That's a great, dude, that's a great phrase. Yo, give me some, you got any giggle water over there? It's fucking liquor, alcoholic beverage. I love it. Handcuff, engagement ring. I love it, man. These are there are some great ones here, man.
Yeah, I can't find quiff in a dictionary. I mean, in this one.
Number 40, Oliver Twist, an extremely good dancer. So if you look and be like, oh, that girl's an Oliver Twist right there. She's doing the fucking the Chattanooga choo choo, and the hokey pokey, and the whatever. I don't know what else they do here. Panther piss. Phonus balonus. Daniel Boone. A Reuben is a hick or a redneck. Reuben.
Fred Rube.
Yeah, Rube. Maybe that's where Rube comes from.
Maybe Rube.
Yeah, the Rubes, you know. Fucking yeah, usually, Rube. Yeah, Rube usually means like, you know, kind of backwards shit. A Sheba is someone's girlfriend or a sexually desirable woman. A sinker. Donut. Sockdolager. A sockdolager is an event or action of great importance. These are great. A tomato. She's some tomato.
She's some tomato.
She's some tomato. She's some tomato. Oh, man. These are great. If you want to check some of these out, go to thoughtcatalog.com, and then I would just put quick slang phrases from the 1920s. We should start using again. All right. Very cool. I got to tell you, man, I heard a story over the weekend. It was ridiculous. There is a...
Did it have any quiff in it?
No,
if
no,
not,
no,
I'm going to beat it.
It was only half
I'm going to scram. I want to go get me a tomato.
There was a half a pound of quiff. It wasn't a full pound.
Me a dame. Get me a nice tomato. Give her some giggle water. And then have a rub.
Loudmouth soup. You ever hear loudmouth soup?
No.
Colorado Dickhead said it's like loudmouth soup. Look at the gams on that dame. She's the bee's knees. She's the cat's pajamas. The cat's pajamas?
Yeah. Oh, you've never heard that one?
No, I never heard that one.
She's the cat's meow. She's the cat's pajamas. And there's another one. Shut your soup cooler.
Soup coolers. Your lips.
Yeah.
Right?
Your mouth.
Those are my soup coolers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you blow on the soup.
Yeah. Yeah, but your mouth's... Soup cooler. Also, I've also been told that's also my cock holster, which is funny.
Cock holster's great. Yeah, 4 years, I'm drinking loudmouth soup. There's some fucking... Dude, they're right, man. There are some great terms from those days. Of course, a lot of them were, you know, not nicest terms. Like, you know, that's not your fountain to drink out of.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, but yeah, good times, huh, folks? Yeah, all men are created equal. Yeah,
not in 1920.
Not 1920, man. But anyway, so there was a story about a school that completely
failed all their tests, and then this black principal came in and locked all the doors and made them pass all their test scores.
Yes,
he used to walk around with a megaphone and
JFK
a bat.
JFK High. Yes, lean on me. Because we are not strong. So they completely banned Christmas from this school. Like, banned it where you can't even mention Christmas. You can't wear red and green to celebrate Christmas during the holidays. They can't call it a Christmas tree. It has to be a holiday tree. They have holiday dude, it's ridiculous. These are the stories that I can't stand because all it does, it gets the Christians and the Catholics all in an uproar and they say, well, this country, there's a war on Christmas. There isn't a war on Christmas because nobody is told. You are not, you can say Merry Christmas to anybody you want. There was no law against it. This is the shit that they have been complaining about, and this is just bullshit. This is absolute nonsense. This is the PC shit run amok.
PC?
PC.
PC.
I was just touching my PC.
I get a little rub there.
I get a little rubby on my PC because I got some tomato on the lamb later on.
If I don't, I'm going to iron my shoelaces.
I got a tomato on the lamb later on. I'm going to put my booze news in the he's coos. And let me just look at something else real quick. And then I'm going to tell her to butt me while I give her bourgeois and touch her boobs while I call her a blue nose, that bimbo. And the bank's closed, Barry. And don't forget to applesauce me while your canceled stamp puts a cake eater on my cheater. I don't know.
Pack them all in.
I just was going alphabetically, as you could tell. But, dude, this dude, and you know me, I'm not a Catholic or Christian by any means, but the people that are trying to get this, like, trying to...
Where exactly is this?
I don't know where it was, if anybody knows, but it's in the continental United States. It's not like, you know, Guam.
The continental, like,
yeah. Yeah. It's not like the Falkland Islands, like some island that we own, you know what I mean?
The continental United States. What are you, fucking Harry Truman? Ulysses S. Grant over here. I just
hit it back in the bottle.
I had to spit the water back. I had to spit the water back in the bottle. Oh my god. Oh my god. But it's just the PC nonsense that is going on, and let me tell you something. This is atheists, because even Rich Woods, who is the biggest douche atheist on the planet, he celebrates Christmas. You know why? Because it doesn't mean anything to him, so it's just a tree. It's Christmas.
Colorful lights, a spirit.
It's just about getting together with family, and it's a time of year where the weather usually gets shitty, at least for most of the country. And people, oh wait, here we go. An elementary school in Frisco, Texas. Really? Texas.
Yeah.
Is believed to be the first in the state to violate the Merry Christmas law after they banned Christmas trees in the colors red and green from an upcoming winter event of some sort. So, who are you appeasing with this? Because, you know what? If you're an atheist and you're one of those douche atheists that go, hey, you can't make my kid say under God with the stupid fucking thing. Look, it comes down to this. Separation of church and state. That's all I give a shit about. You're not making them pray. It's just, when we did that, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. None of us knew what the fuck we were saying.
Right.
It's just something you do. It's part, let me tell
you
I
pledge allegiance to the continental United States.
And you know, most of the Christmas.
Now they've changed it to, I pledge allegiance to the lower 48.
I pledge allegiance to the Falkland Islands and the Virgin Islands and, well,
any interest overseas, Commonwealths and Guam.
It's I don't know who they're trying to appease.
Amen, baby Jesus.
But the only issue I have with God and the religion is when it intertwines with law, and when it gets this isn't about law. This isn't about making people do anything. This is just festivities. It's just fun. It's like saying no more birthdays. It's retarded. I don't know who they're trying to appease. I don't understand. Is it an atheist? Are these atheists who are like, I don't want my kids celebrating Christmas? Is it Jewish?
No.
Is it the other religions?
I don't think it's the other religions. I think it's everyone is their assholes are all puckered up and they don't want to leave anybody out. This might be a little bit more progressive school in Texas. Right. So they might have a population of Palestinian kids or something. Or a population of right. Anyone else, a Muslim or Hindu right. or something like that. So they don't want to leave anybody out, which I could see in a certain sense. They don't want to leave anybody out. Because they want everybody involved. So you don't want to make everything about Christmas and there's nothing for the Jewish kids.
How about this? How about this?
That's what I'm saying. That's where I think it's coming
from. Okay, how about this, everybody? The eight people that are still listening. Christmas means everybody's religion. Christmas is whatever it means to you. If it means crazy nights. If it means a fucking menorah, then it means a menorah. If it means praying to Allah, it means Allah. But what it means is that around December, Everybody celebrates by just wearing different. If you want to wear red and green, wear red and green. If you want to bring in a gift, if you want to call it a fucking Allah gift or a hint, whatever it is. But the point is, your Christmas, it's whatever you want it to be. The reason why it's called, it's almost like saying, hey, you know what? It's football. But you know what? I like the Jets. You're like the Giants. Somebody else likes this team. It's still all football. It's just that fucking 3 months out of the year where everybody goes and shops and buys shit and you get together with family. That's what it's all about. You want to take it to another level. And hey, you know what? To you, it means being with God, or it means Jesus' birthday, or the Muslims mean, hey, you know what? It doesn't mean anything because Ramadan passed. Doesn't matter. Get together with family. It's a tradition in this country. It's not pushing your religion on anybody, because nobody is thinking a Christmas tree is meaning that, oh, well, you have to believe in Jesus. Who gives a shit?
I thought we cut down Christmas trees to repent for our sins. I thought...
Well, it's all based on paganism.
Well,
the tree was.
Yeah, well, you cut down the tree, and that's a sacrificial lamb. But in this case, it's a red-nosed reindeer.
Exactly.
That Santa takes to the Temple Mount and executes in order for our sins to be washed away with eggnog. Yeah. And
and then Mrs. Claus takes one of the elves and prepares to cut it in half, because two people were fighting over which elf was their kid. Hey, Conti, it's a celebration. We are tired of the blank cold and misery. We want something to look forward to. Expect for more cold and misery. Can you believe it was 13 degrees in Oregon this morning? Hey, that's all it is. And the fact that you're by banning it, like, you're making it more than what it is. It's Christmas. It's just this. You know what I mean? You know, I'm not an atheist in a sense where, but I'm definitely anti-religion. I'm anti-religion by all factors. But who gives a shit? It has everything to do with religion. That's why they call it a holiday party instead of a Christmas or Hanukkah. But it's really not about religion. The parties aren't about religion. The getting togethers are not about religion. It's about family.
Cookies.
It's about family, and it's about, you know what? It's a holiday party or a Christmas party. It's what you do. It's so traditionalized that it doesn't have anything to do with the religion. So let's just, now I'm not saying take the religion out of it, but you know what? You do it. The religion part is when you go to church on that day.
You know what? You know, if you had to pray before the cake, you know what I mean? Before dessert, if you had to hold hands and pray, that goes to a Christmas party instead of a holiday party.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. If you had to sit there and be like, hey, listen, what we're going to do now, right before you have your cake, we're going to thank Jesus. It's like, no, it's just a festive time. You know what? Why do you think the biggest thing with them is... the reindeers and fucking snowmen and Frosty. Lust and love.
God. It's them.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. What's up?
How are you?
We're fine. Are you calling to make fun of me because I don't wear, because I wear socks when I sleep?
No.
Sock freak.
Oh, okay. I know I am. What's up? This is Lust and Love. Calling
yes.
in. What's going on?
I was calling to let you know that not only do I wear socks to bed every night and while we're having sex, I cannot stand my feet in the wintertime being cold. I change my socks at least 3 times a day in the wintertime.
Yeah, we were talking about that about an hour ago.
I know. I know, but we just wanted to call to say hi. You just said, are you going to give me crap about my socks?
I'm just
That's
kidding.
Why I brought it up, you silly goof.
I'm just kidding. But, yeah, we were just actually talking about the whole the school in Texas that...
You know what? Christmas time, big sock time. Big time of year for socks. Well, different kinds of socks.
Yep.
I personally can't... Well, I like them. I like socks when I get home. I'll take a little shower, put a little powder on them, nice fresh socks, and it's brilliant. The only problem is about 4 drinks in, I start dropping ice cubes on a kitchen floor and fucking ruin the whole experience. of the fresh socks.
Kenny wearing socks in the 21st century now.
You know, because if you're making a drink and you happen to, like an ice cube breaks or something like that, I don't pick it up. I just whip that shit under the refrigerator. It's water. It goes away for, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not bending down to pick it up. I'll just whip that shit. But sometimes I'll leave chips on there, and then I'm like, son of a bitch, and I'll ruin the whole fresh sock experience.
Hey, for everybody listening on More Like Radio, we're giving away money. Come to ContiandKenny.com.
Shut up! I thought they were all already there.
No. So, how do you guys like the new time?
I'm loving it.
Good. I'm glad everything worked out. Kitty, we haven't spoken in a while.
I thought it was because you didn't like me anymore.
No, not at all. Somebody in the chat, you girls aren't going to get it, but Josie in the chat just put, who's the Shiva? We just did a thing about terms from the 20s, and one of the phrases was a Shiva was like some other woman, sexy woman or something that is desirable. Somebody just asked.
So was a tomato.
So was it, and a tomato, too. 4 years in the chat says, I like the tall rainbow socks on porn chicks. More girls need to wear those.
I wear those.
4 years. How about stop wearing porn on a VHS tape? Okay? Are you kidding?
Who's he fucking, Mork and Mindy?
I know. What do you do they have a bush?
Rainbow Bright?
Sounds like he's real to real.
Yeah, really. Is the guy sitting on his head on a chair while she comes up and fucking does ass to ass with him? Like, ooh. What? It's a Mork and
Mindy. He's fucking Gallagher 5.
He asked what her gams looks like. Oh, wow. Western Echo. Hi, guys. Is it any better here than on that Lust and Love amateur hour? He called it amateur hour.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a cluster F at the beginning of the show.
With like logistics, like technical issues?
Yeah.
It wasn't us, right? We logged off on time, right?
No. No, it was Mitch's fault.
Oh, well, of course. It's always Mitch's fault.
But then I was playing my audio, and these guys can't hear it. I don't know what's going on, and it's just sending my OCD into overdrive because I have to fix it, and I have to fix it now, and it's driving me crazy, but whatevs.
Very cool.
Like, breathe.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just talking about the Merry Christmas law. There's a school down in Texas that they're basically banning Christmas. Where you can't wear, they can't have Christmas parties, and you can't even wear Christmas colors. You know, it's all part of the PC nonsense.
Yeah, it's all gonna be holiday.
How about this, everybody? Here it is. Here's the explanation. Christmas is an American tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about your religion. Forget about all that. You are not being taken. You're not getting any of your religious freedoms taken away by having to go, hey, well, you know, you can wear red and green if you want, and we're having a Christmas party, because all it means, it's just Americans getting together, enjoying the holidays.
How about this?
And family.
Think about go this ahead. New Year's Eve, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit beforehand, or maybe hours before, the little bit. China, doesn't China have fireworks and all kinds of shit to ring in the new year? And doesn't that shit show up again in, like, June?
Yeah, because they have their own New Year's.
Where it's the
yeah.
year of the skunk or the year of the possum or something. So they want to celebrate it. So they want to join in and celebrate with everything.
Yeah.
And
it's fine.
Sure. Yeah. Right? Wouldn't that be something that everybody joins in on?
Yeah. New Year's Eve is an American, well, it's a world thing, but it's, you know, Thanksgiving is an American holiday. It's, you know, yeah, it's based on, you know, us. I mean, if you think about it, it's based on us slaughtering the Indians, moving them all the way across the country until we put them on fucking Alcatraz, and then we kicked them off there too. So it's like, so what's the what's...
American Indians deserved everything they fucking got.
Wow. Wow.
Jesus. I don't know why I just felt like saying that. It felt good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I didn't mean it at all, but I don't know, because he's getting me all riled up, so I had to say something bad.
Yeah, we made up Santa, so, like, who cares? Santa was what, made by Macy's?
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola,
like,
was
who cares?
Yeah, it was an old fable in Eastern Europe, like, you know, St. Nick and all that kind of stuff. It was a little different.
Yeah, which was December 8th, not December 25th.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also,
but I mean, I love the Indian comment, though. I'm not uncomfortable with that at all, because everyone always puts Indians over as being these peace, love, and hippie bat. All they did was kill each other for the last, like, 300 years before Americans even got there. Chill out.
All they had to do was unite, and we're in Europe. You know what I mean? That's all.
Yeah, we're all vacationing through the Straits of Gibraltar.
Yeah, we'd all be in. You'd be back.
I'd be sitting with a big stupid mustache, fucking rolling a gondola through fucking the Mediterranean. Alolo Brigitte.
I don't think anyone would trust you with a gondola, to be honest.
No, that's sure. Or a gondola.
And he would look horrible in that shirt.
Oh yeah, the striped shirt going sideways, like the fucking barbershop thing. Yeah, I don't think that would work in a bad hat.
Slimming lines.
Yeah, so it just and for me, who I could give a shit about organized religion for any, I don't care who it is, I think it's all garbage. I am like, really? They're like, you would think somebody like me would be like, yeah, you know, get rid of Christmas. No, because Christmas doesn't have anything to do with religion anymore.
Josie, now you're on the trolley, Kenny. That means you're on the right.
You're on the right track. Yeah, we just did a bunch of phrases from the 20s, and that's why they're all fucking bringing them up in regular conversation now. Wee or doo doo the humanity. This is very creepy. But yeah, it's just like it's to a point now where we're taking everything so literally, and it's like, look, everybody knows it. Everybody knows, except for a few of the hardcore Christians and Catholics. Christmas is about getting together with family and friends and showing a little, you know, the gift of giving and just enjoying the time of the year. And it's, you know, listen, Christmas lights have nothing to do with religion.
No.
Neither does a fucking reindeer or a snowman. But
you know what, though? Honestly, Joe, shame on these parents for not standing up and saying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know what they're afraid of, because I would have been like, look, I don't give a shit. I don't care about any of the religions. This is an American tradition. That's all it is. And if you don't want to celebrate it, that's okay with me. But don't make other people who want to just they're basically killjoys. Mm-hmm. Just having fun. It's like saying no more hopscotch for you. Really? We can't play hopscotch anymore? You know, it's become so PC that they're even making people who seem progressive in PC, like even them, they're going, really? Are you out of your fucking mind? You know,
it does offend the Muslims. I mean, they can't jump for shit in those big ass ropes.
Well, yeah, that's true. And their balls will fall out in the bottom.
That's right.
What's the
electronics store?
PC Richards.
Is it PC Richards?
Yes, it's politically correct Richards.
Yeah, well, it's the one in, I don't know if they have them around the country, but it's a big one in Manhattan, and it's closed on all the Jewish nights, you know what I mean? It's closed, I guess, Friday and Saturday night, something like that. But what I wonder, it's a Jewish-owned
right
electronics store.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right?
Cameras. Jewish.
I wonder if they were open on, like, Black Friday and stuff. To capitalize on the big rush of stuff.
Why not?
Well, the Jews, of course they were. Come on now.
Really?
Yeah.
But, you know, it would be something that, you know, if they were a very religious store, electronics store, it doesn't even make funny. That makes,
yeah, but you know what's funny? It's like, but even the Jews don't. They're like, whatever. You know, and they were the ones that always took the real hit, because it was like, hey, we got, you know, Hanukkah right by when you guys got Christmas. But it was all because they knew the whole time. Listen, it's like this whole month, it's basically 6 weeks. It's 5.5 weeks of Christmas time, which just means it's a time of year where you can either celebrate your own religion or Christmas how you like, and you get to spend time, a little time with your family and friends, and it's just kind of a special time of year. That's it.
Dude,
done.
Like 1825, the Jews, they came over, and they're like, don't worry about it. A couple of years, we'll be the only one with the weird hats. These guys with the feathers and running around naked, they'll be gone. And we can take over.
In the chat room, they're just killing, dude. They don't need to close on Friday until sundown, so they still have the whole day to rape the customer. That's terrible, Western Echo. Yeah, this Christmas, Sock Dolliger is totally darbed to me. I want to tell all the blue noises that they're all total bourgeois.
Wow, she went through the whole
Josie
list.
Josie went through the whole list. Yeah, so I don't know. It's just... It's very disheartening, even for me, who I have no religious. I don't have a horse in this game, but it's just Christmas. It's just a time of year. It's just it's an American holiday. How about that, people? It's an American holiday.
It's just a time to get together and be with your family and share gifts with them and share a meal and share their company.
Let's face it, because there's only really six times all year that you're really supposed to be with family. Like for holidays, you have Christmas. Right? Mm-hmm. Maybe New Year's, but not really.
Eh.
Memorial Day,
mm-hmm.
4th of July,
mm-hmm.
Labor Day, and Thanksgiving. Yep. So if you want to say five.
And don't forget Easter.
You guys spend a lot of time with your families. Up here, it's Christmas, and you're lucky if it's Christmas.
And that's it, huh? That's fucking Canadians know how to do it.
Yeah.
They really do. But it's like, it's
how
5 years.
How much more of my family do I need?
Exactly. So it's like, it's five times a year, and they're kind of like spreading it out, going, look, we're going to spread this out throughout the year. Five major holidays that most families get together. And if it was any more than that, we'd all fucking kill each other. So I think it worked out perfect. You know, it's just that the heavy time is from Thanksgiving to New Year's. Because you have three major holidays in 5 weeks.
And then you're just like, I'm done.
I'm done with you. I'll see you guys in May. Take care.
Yep.
We're finished.
I'll give you the nice Happy New Year call. You go through the Rolodex, brother, sister, mother, that thing.
I don't call. I text now. I don't even want to talk to them.
Terrible. Remember back in the day, you would find a payphone and you'd be like, Happy New Year, and you'd be screaming into it.
Yeah.
And now it's just Happy New Year's, brother.
Yep.
Happy New Year's.
You know what's funny? Every major holiday, and usually it's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas and New Year, I will every single year I will get a text from somebody that I have no idea who the fuck it was, who it is. I always get at least one, and I get a couple where I've only gotten three texts from them, and it was Merry Christmas the last 3 years, and I don't know who they are. Have no clue. And I don't even respond because I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't even. It's like it's not a chick. I don't care anymore about like meeting a
girl.
That's
someone
who
just
cares?
Adding everybody and just putting a mass text.
Yeah, just putting a mass text
like,
out.
That's not sincere.
No.
But could you imagine just picking up the phone and calling Aunt Sally and then Aunt Bertha and all that fun stuff, and you're on the phone forever? That's not a fun holiday.
Yeah.
Text.
Yeah. Fucking Marianne, you fucking sociopath. No fucking emotions. Western Echo, if it's a picture text with a cock, it's me. Sorry.
She's more wound up about her board than she does about her family. Jesus. She really is a sociopath at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. So, well, we are glad that you guys are enjoying the new time, and I think everything's going well.
Thank you.
We're about to wrap things up. That means we're done with you guys.
We're done.
We're
all
done
right. Well,
you.
Thanks, guys. We just wanted to call and say hi.
Howdy.
Love yous.
Well, we love you guys. Too.
Love you guys.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Merry
and,
Christmas.
Yes. And you have a. And don't forget, I hope you guys have great holiday parties at work.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Don't forget to wear your red and blue.
Yes. Blue. What's that for? Kwanzaa?
No, it's just a little offshoot of. No, because everybody's blue from not wearing to wear green.
Ah, see? I see.
Very really? Good. All right.
All right, guys.
How about we just all dress up like Indians and say, who gives a shit?
Zombie Indians. There's new Christmas.
There you go.
The zombie Indian apocalypse.
All right. Perfect. Yeah, if everybody, if they really want to get into the American spirit and be American, spend Christmas like an Indian. Wear shorts. Made out of yak skin, okay? Get a fucking teepee that is barely ventilated so you have a fire inside the teepee.
Right.
Sleep with 18 different fucking adults, you know, and wonder where the hell you're going to find corn in December. That's the American experience.
While you're on some heavy duty panther piss.
I have a hard on. Jesus, Kenny, you're describing paradise.
Enjoy your holiday.
What a way to fucking end the show. All right, kiddies, it was nice talking to you, and you guys have a good holidays. We'll talk to you next week anyway.
Oh, sure. All right, guys, thank Alrighty. You.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Lust and Love, everybody. They will be on till 11 o'clock our time. Dude, by the way, 4 years in the chat? Dude, check this out.
What's that?
Where is it? He lives in Oregon right now. He actually lived in North Pole, Alaska, which is nowhere near the North Pole, he says. And I contacted him. He contacted us at the time. He was living in North Pole, Alaska.
Wow.
And he was hanging out, listening to the show. Oh, yes, you do remember talking to the guy from Alaska. He made a bunch of Eskimo jokes. That was him. What a bunch of hacks we are. Hey, you're an Eskimo. Hey, rub your nose.
How about some whale blubber?
Yeah, ho, ho. How about that, huh? Oh, man. Well,
You dried fish-eating fuck.
4 years goes, okay, I've had a couple of scotches. Maybe I should type less and listen more. Oh, man. Let me get this thing going here. How about that? We still got time, but that show went pretty damn quick, my
that
friend.
That one it did, yeah.
The fucking chat room tonight?
Yeah.
Killer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolute killer. Colorado Dickhead and his friend Lazy Fat Fuck. Absolutely awesome.
And that is the contest. The worst comedian contest.
Yep.
Now, are you going to post Colorado's where they can listen to them to see to hear the examples? All right, go to Steve Sendoni for someone. Well, someone, you know what? Let's wait for next week. Let's whoever listens, here's the show. They can bring the entries in, and then for all the new listeners that, you know what I mean, want to do it, we'll just keep replaying them on the show so they can get the idea. But Colorado Dickhead and Lazy Fat Fuck, you did perfect. You did beautiful.
It was great.
You did absolutely perfect.
Absolutely wonderful. And 4 years in the chat, I want to thank you, Joe Z, who I'm not sure who Joe Z is. I think Joe Z is a comic because he's the one that mentioned being at an open mic. Thanks for checking us out, man. Welcome aboard. Tell your friends about the show. And we have a new shorts coming out probably tomorrow or the next day. It's called Merry Christmas. It's got about 4 tracks on it. One real old one from the old days, so maybe 4 years you might remember it. So I don't have any of my stuff here. So let me just say our Twitter accounts. Follow us on Twitter at CNK Show. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Also, click like on our Facebook. Find Conti Kenny on Facebook. Click like on that. And don't forget to go to iTunes for the podcast of this show and also shorts. Or you can just get them on ContiandKenny.com.
And check out ArchieBlackMovie.com.
ArchieBlackMovie.com. I watched the whole thing. It was great.
Yeah,
did you see it?
Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
It was great. You were funny in it, too, man. You were very funny
in it. Pretty good clip.
We were both a lot thinner there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll get back there.
Oh, I'm already halfway. No, I'm not
halfway. I know what you
mean. I'm one step of 1,000 there. What else can I promote? Some friends of the show. Some websites, jjcomedy.com, some great comedy shows coming up. Go there. Go to life-forever.com. That's our pal DeChrome. What other websites? GodHatesBrickstone.com, which is Dave's website. A couple of podcasts that we're friends with. MetalBreakfastRadio.com. Dave Ingram, killer. Great, great guy. Hilarious fucking show. Check it out. Our pal Rich Woods, who was in the chat tonight. Check out Unlearn with Rich and Tony. That is unlearn.tv every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. What else we got? Cousin Joe Show, which is on the platform here. What else we got here? I can't think. Oh, the It's All About Me podcast with Howls and Rorschach. And Benny Michaels, his podcast called Pod Cheese. And I'm sorry I don't have my notes, so if I forgot, but I do apologize. But
You rack them up. You try to get them all in.
I do.
Nobody else does that.
No, I try because they're all pals.
You know? Yeah.
It would take me 15 minutes if I plugged every, you know, oh, Fernandez, I don't know, Joe Show, you know, all that shit.
That was very sweet of you.
Let's see.
Yeah, real tomato.
Guys, my phone is blank. I need to use Audible to make my worst version. Can any of you guys help me? I want to see the whole thing. I'm not sure what he means.
I want to see the whole thing. I think it's Archie Black.
4 years. If you got any questions, man, email me, and I might be able to get you into the right person, okay?
And the Archie Black movie will be coming out soon.
Yep.
The whole thing.
Yep, the Archie Black movie. Ironically, it's called The Worst Comedian. But that's
kind of
not
apropos, as they would say.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I think we're just about done. So I'll give ourselves a little bit more time. Hi, man.
This is a nice time.
Good time.
Happy holidays.
Fucking You're a dick. All right. Thank you, everybody in the chat, man. Fucking Western Echo. You rock. I love how you bailed on More Like Radio. You fucking traitor. You guys are great. White Ass Brent, of course, and Colorado Dickhead. All you guys, man. You guys are great. We're out of here. See you guys next week.
See you next week.
Peace.
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.